South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. KKZM Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net. Senate medical insurance debate.
Cheaper health insurance, but does it cover enough?
Old wounds over a deadly nightclub fire.
We never had a chance to say goodbye.
Ozzy Joy. As miners come up from down under.
Right, you took your time. Hey, how are you?
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, what if your health care policy didn't cover, say, physical exams for children or mammograms? Live to CBS's Dan Revive. And, Dan, that could be the upshot of a bill before the Senate?
That's one part of it, Nick. The House has passed something similar to let insurance companies offer policies that don't include everything many states require so that low-cost coverage can be purchased by small businesses banding together in what are called associations. Republicans who favor this bill say it would make medical coverage affordable for a million, maybe more, workers now not covered, but Democrats warn of a race to the bottom. Insurers stripping away cancer screening, physical therapy, other services to sell minimal coverage. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
This will be the second day of a sentencing hearing for Daniel Beakley, the former Great White Tour manager who's pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter in the 2003 Rhode Island nightclub fire deaths of 100 people. Leland Hoisington's daughter was among those killed.
When someone's snatched away suddenly, there are always unresolved issues. I never did get to say goodbye. I never did get to tell her I loved her. She's gone.
Beakley faces up to 10 years in prison. An outpouring of relief and happiness as two Australian gold miners emerge safe after 2 weeks trapped deep underground. Local Mayor Barry Eastler says the aftermath of the rescue was a remarkable sight.
The doors of the ambulance being open and Brent Webb waving to everybody as he went down the street. You know, who would have expected that?
But the joy was tempered by the loss of a third miner who died in the cave-in that was triggered by a small earthquake. There is political progress in Iraq. The country's prime minister-designate says a unity government may be just days away if a critical stumbling block is cleared. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi's in Baghdad.
The key job of Minister of the Interior, which controls the police and defense and runs the army, is the one that's the big problem. The U.S. and others are insisting that this must go to someone without ties to the militia. It's not clear yet who's going to get it. But if there is agreement on that and the so-called minor issues, Iraq could actually have a government by the end of the week.
In the latest violence, three Iraqis have died in drive-by shootings. Iran's nuclear ambitions, topic one last night in New York, as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met privately with foreign ministers from the other permanent members of the UN Security Council, which is mulling over what action to take against Tehran. President Bush has picked to head the CIA has a lot of convincing to do among some of the senators who must confirm his nomination. General Michael Hayden will certainly face tough questions about the controversial domestic eavesdropping program. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts promises all sides will have a say.
My main interest is to hold the confirmation hearings as soon as possible, make them very thorough, get every senator the opportunity to express any concern, and most important, let the general speak for himself.
The Florida National Guard has been called out to help battle wildfires that have blackened more than 8,000 acres. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King for the latest on the blazes.
For nearly 2 weeks, the morning traffic report here has sounded like this.
I-95 is closed in both directions between Fisk Boulevard and State Road 50.
Governor Jeb Bush has now declared a state of emergency in four counties.
We're a tinderbox right now. We got a little bit of rain here, but it's not enough to give people assurances that we're not going to have more fires.
Some 900 families are back home after one scare, and this morning there is some rain, but not nearly enough to keep the flames down long. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The 60th Denver police officer to lose his life in the line of duty was remembered Monday on the one-year anniversary of his murder. Denver PD Donnie Young's life and service were honored with a permanent memorial and a moment of silence.
The Denver Police Department will observe a moment of silence in memory of Detective Donald Young, who sacrificed his life in service to his community 1 year ago today.
Young's widow, Kelly, says the permanent sign outside the club her husband was gunned down outside of is a reminder that officers are human.
They hurt, they bleed, they die they're just like the rest of us, and I think the community needs to remember that.
Elsewhere, the 2006 session of the Colorado Legislature is now history, 2 days earlier than schedules. A House and Senate lawmakers adjourned late last night after sending several bills to the governor's desk. They include the measures designed to crack down on human smuggling, as well as protests at funerals. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. A nice and quiet start to this morning's drive across I-25. Just a bit of heavy traffic up on the north end running now between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue in those southbound lanes of traffic. The Boulder Turnpike also slightly filling in on the eastbound approach to I-25. Now, heading through downtown as well as the Tech Center, speeds are on the high side across I-25 and 225, C-470 and 6th Avenue also in the clear. Now, up in the high country, we do have areas of patchy ice along both directions of I-70 at the tunnel, as well as over Vail, Loveland, and Bertha passes. In fact, chain laws are in effect along eastbound I-70 on the approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel. In today's forecast, thunderstorms are likely later on this afternoon, and we'll see a high of about...
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world. But you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Say surveillance program and other matters.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Gomez to serve.
Yeah, he's got the fastest serve in tennis. Oh!
Yeah,
looks like we've lost another line, Judge.
Speed isn't worth much without accuracy. Something to keep in mind when shopping for car insurance, too. With Progressive Direct, you can be sure you're getting a quote that's accurate, not to mention fast. In fact, you should be done in about 8 minutes. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Midfield Village, Ohio.
The Osgood File, May 9th, 2006.
This is the Hour of
No Power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 610. 10 minutes after 6. AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today, 63. Partly sunny with thunderstorms again today, but it's going to be good flying weather. And it's nice to have you along this morning here on the program. So much to talk about, so little time, so many things going on. George W. Bush racing to the bottom once again. It seems like every morning, every couple of weeks, I start out the program in the morning time with this information. President Bush's approval rating has now slumped to 31% in a new USA Today Gallup poll, the lowest of his presidency and a warning sign for Republicans in the November elections. Gee, you think so? The survey of 1,013 adults taken Friday through Sunday shows Bush's standing down by 3 percentage points in a single week. His disapproval rating also reached a record 65%. The margin of error is plus or minus 3 percentage points. Now, I had Mary do the math on this. In order to reach 27 percentage points, which is what Richard Nixon had before he was forced to resign, and I'm not saying that George W. Bush is ever going to resign. I'm just saying that to me, for my own personal satisfaction in this, the magic number is 27. He only has to go down 4 more points now in order to reach 27, if my math is correct. So, you know, Bush is teetering at the all-time low. Or at least, you know, he'll tie not the all-time low, but he'll tie the Richard Nixon low, which would just be great, wouldn't it? And I make no bones about it. I mean, I don't care for the guy. And you know what? He's wreaked terrible damage on the country. He's wreaked terrible damage on his own political party. I mean, I would hate to be out there and be Bob Flight Suit Beaupre or Marilyn Manson Musgrave or Tom Tancredo or any of those people out there who are running and have to run with any kind of a voting record allied or aligned with George W. Bush, because George W. Bush is not conservative. George W. Bush is a philosophy unto his own. He really is. Now, the other thing that's floating around out here is, I don't know how many of you saw, I don't know how many of you saw Keith Olbermann last night. Now, on Hardball last night, John Fund and David Ignatius were on Hardball with Chris Matthews. And I happened to have it on early just to be able to see, you know, to wait for Olbermann to come on. And Ignatius is a columnist with the Washington Post, I believe. He didn't have much to say about Roe and the grand jury. John Fund with the Wall Street Journal, who is this goofy kind of apologist for the administration and everything connected to the administration, predicted that Karl Rove would not be indicted and that this whole Valerie Plame situation would be a minor story that would soon go away. Never mind on this show, and of course he has no way of knowing this, but never mind on this show, we have Jason Leopold from truthout.org, which has predicted that Rove will be indicted. Also, Richard Wolf, the chief Washington correspondent of Newsweek magazine, saying that he believes that Rove is going to get it. And now, let me play a little clip courtesy of Keith Olbermann's countdown. This is MSNBC White House correspondent David Schuster, and this is his take on the Karl Rove situation.
Karl Rove's legal team has told me that they expect that a decision will come sometime in the next 2 weeks, and I am convinced that Karl Rove will, in fact, be indicted. And there are a couple of reasons why. First of all, you don't put somebody in front of a grand jury at the end of an investigation or for the fifth time, as Karl Rove testified a week and a half ago, unless you feel that's your only chance of avoiding indictment. So in other words, the burden starts with Karl Rove to stop the charges. Secondly, it's now been 13 days since Rove testified. After testifying for 3.5 hours, prosecutors refused to give him any indication that he was clear. He has not gotten any indication since then, and the lawyers that I've spoken with outside of this case say that if Rove had gotten himself out of the jam, he would have heard something by now. And then the third issue is one we've talked about before, and that is in the Scooter Libby indictment, Karl Rove was identified as Official A. It's the term that prosecutors use when they try to get around restrictions on naming somebody in an indictment. We've looked through the records of Patrick Fitzgerald from when he was prosecuting cases in New York and from when he's been U.S. attorney in Chicago, and in every single investigation, whenever Fitzgerald has identified somebody as Official A, that person eventually gets indicted themselves in every single investigation. Will Karl Rove defy history in this particular case? I suppose anything is possible when you're dealing with a White House official, but the lawyers that I've been speaking with who know this stuff say, don't bet on Karl Rove getting out of this.
It's like when the president calls you Stretch. You don't want that nickname. Mr. Bandehai's piece in the Washington Post described the scope of the Fitzgerald investigation as having really narrowed to whether or not Rove misled the grand jury about his conversation with Matt Cooper. Is it really that narrow? And if it is, does that in fact narrow the kinds of potential charges against Rove?
Well, it's narrow as far as what prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald has been telling Karl Rove's attorneys, but so in that case you could be looking at possible making false statements or perjury, obstruction of justice. But the big danger for Karl Rove is that prosecutors tend not to give you all of the evidence or information they've collected against you. So if there is some testimony, some memos, some documents, some statements against Karl Rove that he was not aware of in his final appearance before the grand jury, that's where the possible problems for him could broaden and where the investigation could be going as well.
How about it? Karl Rove gets indicted. What do you think that'll do to the White House? Blow a hole in it, won't it? Bush's brain could be on the terminal life support here, so we'll have to see. So that's at least three people now that we have had come forward and say that he's going to be indicted? Three people that have said it's going to happen to Karl Rove, which would be just the best of the best to see this guy get into trouble, somebody who really, really deserves it for his years of dirty tricks and for what he tried to do to Joseph Wilson and to Valerie Plame, even though conservatives, of course, and the neocon, the nutcases. You know, I wanted to ask this question. We got Michael Scheuer coming up at 6:30. He wrote to Imperial Hubris and was involved in the center. He served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit at the Counterterrorism Center from 1996 to 1999, and he's the author of Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, and Through Our Eyes of Our Enemies, Osama Bin Laden, Radical Islam, and the Future of America. And he is a former CIA agent. We're going to talk to him coming up at 6:30. But you know what question I really wanted to ask here, and I guess I can kind of get into it now, and we'll weave it in and out between the Schroyer interview, because I hear more people saying this to me in casual conversation, which doesn't mean that it's that big of a thing, because you know what, I don't know that many people, so if six people say it to me, it has a huge impact in my world, but I don't know if six people saying it has a huge impact in anybody else's world. But have you ever stepped back for a second and thought to yourself, who are the 31% that are backing this guy, George W. Bush? Who are they? Who are the 31% that are hanging in there? Is it the religious wingnut rights? Right people? Is that who's doing it? I mean, I see people driving around with W stickers on their automobiles. Not a lot of them, but I see them. Would you have one of those on your car? I don't know. I'm going to open this up for discussion or speculation or whatever it is. And maybe you know somebody who supports W, and then you can kind of like describe that person to us. 303-713-7600. Who are these 31% that are hanging in there that are supporting this White House as it's crumbling all over the place with all of these huge scandals, not only within the CIA, but also this Rove may be indicted, the war in Iraq turning out to be less than what the administration promised, and the fact that they cherry-picked the intelligence information and lied to get us in there. And they're still trying to pull the old stunt of dumping WMD failure onto the CIA, when in reality the WMD failure came from the analytical part of the White House. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. Who are the 31%?
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
About who that is, and maybe it's friends or a family of yours. One place you can go to buy an automobile and not get soaked, of course, is Rockies Autos. Rockies, they're matching down incentive. And you know what their secret is? Their secret is a couple of things. Number one, they make it easy for you to buy a car. Number two, they're careful about the cars they buy. Number three, they give you the best customer service along the front range. And it's those three things that help them to come in, number one, time after time after time. They have the largest selection of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. In Colorado. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Now, they didn't tell me not to say this, so I'm going to say it anyway. They've got some brand-new Corvettes out there that are just absolutely sharp. One of them is bright yellow. I mean, it is good-looking. It has John Turk's name written all over it, and it is great looking. So get out there and check those vets out there, and everything else that they've got on the lot. Go to RockiesAutos.com and check them out on the Internet and see what they've got as far as their selection goes, and also view their business philosophy. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on the amount of time you got to spend doing that stuff. And they're just good people to work with. Go out there and ask for the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, Spanky, Colby, Dave Dunn, any of the gang out of Rockies will take care of you. They're my friends, and I'm proud to be associated with them. Rockies Autos, check them out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike, open till 9 tonight.
Hey, AOL customers, as technology improves, costs come down, right? So why did AOL just raise their rates? It's time you move to PeoplePC Online. PeoplePC is only $10.95 a month, and you can try them risk-free for 30 days. PeoplePC has all the features you want. A start page with all your favorite links, email, pop-up blocker. Plus, they scan all your incoming emails for viruses, and their smart dialer gets you fast, reliable connections instead of busy signals. Look, AOL thinks you'll just sit there and take it, because it's a pain to switch email addresses. But PeoplePC actually helps you tell all your friends your new email address, so you won't miss a beat. Over a million Americans have made the move to PeoplePC, and thousands more do it every day. Try them free for 30 days and cut your internet bill in half. Tell AOL what they can do with their rate increase. Visit surfpeoplepc.com or call 800-332-6611. That's 800-332-6611.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, my war
cry for November 2006 is, let's be warriors. Let's take up the war. Come on, let's go after the GOP. They deserve it. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 624, 24 minutes after 6. High today, 63, partly sunny with thunderstorms. All right, who's that 33%? Or actually, it's now down to 31% that's keeping Bush, supporting Bush. Where are the 31% of the wing nuts or 31% of the people who just don't get it? One line open at 303-713-7600. If you consider yourself into one of that 31%, too, I'd love to talk to you. Let's go to Tim in Denver. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. What do you think?
Hey, Jay, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Good morning. I'm going to get in some traffic here, so I'm going to try to summarize this quick.
Okay.
The first obvious thing is that the source of information is slanted to the neocon. It's the Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity listeners. And my brother, Stan, who's back in Louisiana, so I moved up here from there a year and a half ago. We have a pretty mild, we don't talk politics anymore because we can't. He is so pro-Bush, we just don't bring it up. He tries to goat me, but we've had so many heated debates, arguments, actually, that we don't go there.
He's that way even in light of everything that has gone on now?
Yeah, he still is. That's why I don't even bring it up with him. And I think part of it is his first is latest information. But then he has been one of those that wrote letters to the editor supporting Bush, and he's had many conversations with me and others supporting Bush. And now he has to almost justify his original position and not feel like he was wrong because he debated it so strongly.
So, in other words, he's backed up against the corner.
Yeah.
His back's against the wall. In other words, in order to admit that this guy is that Bush is a gigantic screw up, the only thing he could do is he would have to admit to you that he's wrong and he's not about to do that.
Exactly. I guess he can compare that same thing as why some people say Bush won't get rid of Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
Similar deal.
I hear you. All right, Tim. Thanks, man. Drive safe.
Okay. Take it easy.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Who are the wing nuts that are keeping Bush in power here? I mean, that are supporting him, the 31% who are approving. Who's doing this? Let's go to Jim in Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. First time caller, been listening to you for quite a while, and actually, I couldn't have put it much better than the last caller. My brother is exactly as your last caller's brother, and I basically think that the reason why he still believes in Bush and Romney and all the neocons there is because he can't admit that he had made a mistake. So that's all I.
So they just can't come forward and say, look, you know what, I supported the guy, but he turned out to be a rotten president, and I've really blown it, so he just can't come forward and say, I mean, because you could come forward and say, look, I don't like the guy, and I don't particularly approve of him, but on the other hand, I'm not saying that I'm going to immediately turn around and become a Democrat.
Well, I think some people had difficulty saying that they made a mistake. Bush is one of them, and I think probably my brother, like many other supporters of Bush, are the same way. They can't admit that they made a mistake and supported this guy.
Mm. All right, Jim, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Sure. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. We're running out of callers here, I guess, this morning. We're running out of people here to talk about this. Sorry, we got Michael Schroyer of the CIA coming up next, but I got time to get James and Boulder in. James, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay. A lot of people I knew that agreed with me and us and some of us last year, but I did have a chance to interact with a couple people, and usually they were in other states. I don't know if that meant anything, but I found out the trend I found in the people that were supporting Bush and are still supporting Bush is that they don't read anything. You know, if they get any news, it's only from Fox, so it's extremely slanted. They didn't want to hear any other opinions during the last election, so they're certainly not going to admit that they're wrong now. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard of any other incidences of this, but during the last election where I had, Kerry and anybody but Bush bumper stickers, I got my car vandalized two or three times. I got it keyed. I got 8 nails put in one of my tires when I was in Denver for an event.
Yeah, and, I had stickers ripped off my car. I had the same thing.
Yeah, and so these are the people that are supporting Bush. These aren't reasonable people that are open to new ideas. And so of course they're not going to challenge whether they made a good decision in the past.
Man, it just amazes me. But then again, you know what? It amazed me during Watergate that there was 27% that had supported Richard Nixon.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think it's the people that don't read. They don't really care to know the facts. So they're making their decision not based on the rational, process that you and I go through.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I never consider myself as being rational, but I appreciate the compliment. James, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, bye.
All right. Well, it's 6:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Michael Schwerer is next, and then after we're done talking to him, we'll pick this back up. Speaking of that, let's ask Bailey. Who do you think this 31% is that supports George W. Bush?
I don't know. Bailey's not here.
Oh, I did it again. All right, Amelia.
I'll give you a break this time.
Will you give me a pass?
I'll let it pass.
Okay. So who do you think this 31% is, Amelia Earhart?
You know, I can't point to a specific group, but even living in Boulder, I run across a lot of people at school who actually support him.
Oh, is he cutting their student loans?
Apparently. They're still living under the opinions of their parents, though.
Oh,
and the paycheck.
I see. And the money that's coming from the dole from the home front, right?
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So that must be the reasoning behind it, huh?
Yeah.
So they would be counted as part of that 31%.
Yeah. I think so. You know, it was interesting. I took a class last semester, and it was called Leftist Thought.
Yeah.
I remember I interviewed you for that class, and there were some pretty heavily opposed opinions in that class, and we got into some interesting discussions, but I think that they are still out there, even in Boulder.
Did you prevail?
You know, it was kind of a biased class because the professor was extremely liberal, so... I mean, our opinions, my opinions were favored, so.
God forbid that there should be, tenure and academic freedom. All right, it's 6:31, 22 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, or actually 29, or is it 22? Yeah, it's 22. And here's Bailey. when you say that for like 14 months, then it gets really hard to like undo it and say Amelia Earhart. I'm going to have to write your name down there, because I do know the difference between the two of you.
That's okay,
but that's
Mike.
That's okay. You can call me Mike Rosen. That's all right. Or Gunny Bob, or whatever you'd like to call me. Or John Turk. Doesn't make any difference. All right, Amelia, what's happening with the traffic?
All right, we're still off to a pretty good start this morning. Just now beginning to see those slowdowns settling into place across our highway drive. Southbound 225 jamming up in the tech center between Yosemite and I-25. And, of course, that north end slowing across I-25. Southbound between 100 and 4th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike is now settled into place. Eastbound Highway 36 coming across Pecos heading down towards I-25 is jamming up, as well as eastbound 6th Avenue running between Sheridan and I-25. The rest of the highway drive still traveling at pretty high speeds, though up in the high country we do have areas of patchy ice along both directions of I-70, right around the Eisenhower Tunnel, as well as over Vail, Berthoud, and Loveland Passes. In fact, we still got a chain law in effect along eastbound I-70 on the approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel. In today's forecast, thunderstorms are likely later on this afternoon.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's summer session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer session. Focus. Flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Chasm Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years. The New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater.
Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
It's absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0264. That's 1-800-400-0264. 1-800-400-0264.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Aaron.
Yes, Aaron, I just spoke to someone with OnStar about 10 minutes ago to report an accident on the highway, and all the emergency personnel is here, and that's all taken care of now. And in all the chaos of trying to take care of everybody, I locked myself out of my car.
Oh, can I have your four-digit PIN number?
It's 2422.
In most cases, OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors.
I have a signal going through currently.
Okay.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Oh, and they should be open if you want to give them a try.
Oh, my God, OnStar. All right, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it.
Not a problem. You have a great evening.
You too, Bella.
Bye-bye.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 63, partly sunny, some thunderstorms in the forecast. Michael Schroyer served in the CIA for 22 years before resigning in 2004. Schroyer served as the chief of the Bin Laden unit at the Counterterrorist Center from 1996 to 1999. He is the once anonymous author of Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror, and Through Our Enemy's Eyes, Osama Bin Laden, Radical Islam, and the Future of America. And he's a regular contributor to the Jamestown Foundation, whose mission is to inform and educate policymakers and broader policy community about events and trends in those societies which are strategically or tactically important to the United States. And he's been on the show before, and we're lucky to have him back again. And Michael, good morning and welcome, and thanks for coming back on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. Porter Goss resigns from the CIA. Now we understand that the number three official at the CIA, Director Kyle Dusty Fogo, has already resigned and is reportedly under investigation. What in the world is going on at the CIA?
Well, I think what's going on there, sir, is flows directly from the failure of the 9/11 Commission to find anyone responsible for anything. The CIA is not only in turmoil, but the entire U.S. intelligence community is in turmoil due to the 9/11 Commission's decision that they were going to expand the community, bloat the community, and make it, in effect, less efficient. That's one thing. The second thing that's going on is apparently Mr. Cheney and Secretary Rumsfeld continue to conduct their war against the CIA. They have long hated the agency, first for not being anti-Soviet enough or not pro-Israeli enough, and now for finding that the world doesn't look like the world that they see. And I think Mr. Goss, probably his best moment was when he resigned. I suspect he was telling the president that human reporting, human collection, does not show a world that at all resembles the one you're telling the American people about.
You know, I've heard that they've lost over 300 years of history, experience out of the CIA, in the last year or so?
I would think that that's probably an underestimate, sir.
Wow.
Some very senior officers left. Some people, probably most importantly, some mid-career officers who had 10 or 12 years left in their careers resigned to go to other places simply because it appeared that the Bush administration wanted a particular analytic line to be reported, whether or not the collected information reflected that line.
Were these stories about Porter Goss purging the agency and basically telling people to get in line with the Bush doctrine, was that going on? Was that true? Did you hear that from friends still there?
Yes, and to some extent it was. And the one thing that's really been blown out of proportion, sir, I think, is the idea that somehow the agency is attacking the Bush administration. People say that my book did it, and Mr. Pillar, who was the National Intelligence Officer for the Middle East and South Asia, were attacking the Bush administration. And, you know, both of us spoke very clearly about the failure of senior U.S. intelligence leaders.
Right.
To support Mr. Clinton and Mr. Bush. People like George Tenet, people like General Hayden when he was the NSA director, people like Louis Free and Mr. Mueller at the FBI. But that kind of gets lost in the noise.
Do you think General Hayden's the right guy for this job?
I never think a general is the right guy for any intelligence job, sir, nor diplomats. In my career, the one person you didn't want to work for if you had information that needed to get to the president straight from the shoulder, even if it was bad information, is a diplomat or a general. They're trained to salute and say yes, sir, and never cause any waves to be stimulated within the system.
So is General Hayden going to more or less take orders from Negroponte and then pass those down to the CIA, and that the CIA will now finally come under the whole purview of the Pentagon?
It seems to me that that's the direction we're headed in, you know, and it's really an amazing situation, sir, that all of the commissions that investigated Iraq and 9/11 said that one of our biggest failings was we didn't have enough human intelligence. If Hayden gets confirmed, we will have 17 components of the intelligence community, not a single one of which will be headed by anyone with experience in human intelligence collection. I don't know any other way to assess the appointment of General Hayden than to say that the White House knows what it wants to hear, and it's sending somebody to CIA to make sure that they hear it.
6:41, 19 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. We're talking to Michael Schroyer. He was with the CIA for 22 years and is the author of Imperial Hubris and many other publications. You know, I've had my squabbles. I think most of us who are progressive have had our squabbles with the CIA over past policy. But the thing that gets me, and I don't know if it gets you or not, and I saw it this Sunday on one of the Talking Heads shows, is the continuous dumping on the CIA over the WMD issue, when indeed it seems to me that the failure was on the White House end of it, the analytical end of it, in taking the wrong information and or taking information that they wanted to prove their case and the disregarding the rest, and then they keep dumping the failure off on the CIA, and I'm waiting for somebody, and maybe this will never happen, but I'm waiting for somebody within inside the agency to stand up and say, wait a minute, stop it, it wasn't our fault.
Well, I've tried to do that from the outside, and I haven't had much luck. I'm a lifelong Republican, but suddenly I'm a liberal of the worst sort, because I happen to say that the administration didn't care what the intelligence said about Iraq, that it was going to go to war one way or another. Mr. Marvin, the intelligence showed there was WMD in Iraq, for example, but that information all came from the Iraqi opposition, Shalabi, the
right.
Iraqi National Congress.
Right.
And my generation of intelligence officers came into the agency when we were involved in four proxy wars against the Soviets in Angola, in Nicaragua, Cambodia, and Afghanistan. And we learned that the opposition reporting couldn't be trusted because they wanted you to do something that they couldn't do for themselves. So I'm very sure what happened was that agency officers presented the information they had and then presented a caveat that said, listen, the information shows there's WMD in Iraq, but it all comes from people who want you to put them in power. My question on all of this is whether George Tenet delivered to the president that caveat, that description of the quality of the information.
Then you get the story that comes out here a couple of weeks ago that the CIA had somebody, I can't think of the guy's name now, but he was high up in the Iraqi government, who was feeding us information, telling us that the chemical weapons were gone, that
yes,
there was no WMDs, And the administration just ignored it.
Yeah. I think clearly they wanted to go to war, sir, no matter what. You know, I was working at the time, and by the summer, late summer, middle summer of 2002, it was clear that no matter what we said, they were going to attack Iraq. I'm not at all an expert on Iraq, but on terrorism and the threat that Al-Qaeda personifies, we were very clear in telling the administration that if they go to war in Iraq, they will break our back against counterterrorism.
And they did it anyway.
And they did it anyway, yes. That's what I mean. You know, in some ways, Mr. Rumsfeld, Mr. Cheney seem to operate in a parallel universe. They really have a view of the world which is not reflected in almost any of the intelligence that's collected by the U.S. intelligence community.
I know you're not an expert on Iraq, and I want to switch here in a second to Bin Laden, who you spent a lot of time watching and tracking, but do you think it's possible for us in any way, shape, or form to win in Iraq?
No, sir.
I mean, even if, you know, now they're touting this, well, there may be a breakthrough if our hurdle can be, you know, surpassed today. We may have a unity government. Do you think that's going to help anything?
No, it doesn't, sir. Our experience with Islamic insurgencies is you can have all the elections and form all the governments you want, but as long as the guys with the guns keep them off their shelves and in their hands, it's a really irrelevancy. You know, all the administration is looking for is a fig leaf to cover our evacuation. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there's a new book called Cobra 2.
Yes.
It's extraordinary in the incompetence it describes, not among the generals so much, but among the civilians at the Department of Defense. We clearly went to Iraq with less than half of the troops that most of the commanders thought were necessary. Unless we massively reinforce in Iraq and close the borders, we've lost that game. And I think the same thing can be said about Afghanistan,
where the Taliban is now starting to mount a resurgence.
Absolutely, sir. As night follows day, we went to Afghanistan with too few troops, and for all of its bellicose rhetoric, the Bush administration did not kill enough of the enemy to make an impression on them, either in Afghanistan or in Iraq. They believe that they have survived attacks by the world's greatest superpower, and they're still there. In fact, they're thriving.
All right, let's switch to Bin Laden before we run out of time here. Is he in any kind of operational control, do you figure, or is he just a figurehead now who hides out in the mountains trying to stay alive day after day? I mean, after all, he does release these audio and video recordings every once in a while.
Yes, sir. I think it's a fiction to believe what, you know, during the campaign Mr. Kerry or Mr. Bush said about him running from rock to rock and cave to cave and being isolated and not being able to talk to his troops, if you will. Anyone who stops for a moment and thinks about modern communications knows that if a satellite can see you, you can talk to anybody on Earth you want to. And Bin Laden certainly is in an area where satellites can see his signal. So he's communicating with his troops. The idea that somehow he's isolated but yet can dominate the international media at times of his choosing seems to contradict on the face of it the idea that he's isolated. The more concrete example I would use is his reaching out and bringing Abu Musab al-Zarqawi in Iraq back on the reservation. They urged Zarqawi to let the Iraqis take the lead in the resistance. He's done that. He urged Zarqawi to begin attacking outside of Iraq. He's attacked Jordan. He's attacked Israel. They told Zarqawi to stop killing Shia indiscriminately. He's done that. His attacks on Shia are now focused on the military and on the police, which are acceptable targets. And I think Bin Laden has demonstrated a great deal of command and control in calling this man back from all of the policies he was pursuing. So I'm just at a loss to understand why politicians on both sides of the aisle think that Al-Qaeda does not present a threat to America anymore.
If we get Zarqawi, would it make a difference?
No, sir, not really. Not in Iraq, because Iraq is basically the resistance is led by Iraqis. And Al-Qaeda, of course, has shown an astounding capability to replace leaders that are killed and captured. Zarqawi, if he's killed or captured, will be replaced by someone who has been his understudy. Their system of leadership succession is not like our leadership succession in our military. If we field a Marine division and the top two officers get killed, that unit doesn't go to hell. Those two people get replaced. Al-Qaeda is the same way. So Zarqawi deserves to be dead. It will be a good victory, but it'll be a tactical victory. It won't turn the tide of the war.
Bin Laden, we ever going to get him?
We're going to have to be lucky, sir. We had lots of chances to kill him, and we didn't. Now he's living on the highest mountains on Earth amongst a friendly population, and our resources are stretched to the limit. They've been drained away from Afghanistan to Iraq, and I know my former colleagues are doing their best, as are our special forces, but there's just not enough resources to go around.
We just can't go in there and get him.
We don't know where he is, sir. But we're certainly not going into Pakistan, that's correct. But if we went in there, I'm not sure we have any idea of where he is in Pakistan.
All right, last question. How much damage has now been done to the CIA?
You know, I don't know how we're going to get out of this hole, sir. General Hayden is going to remind CIA officers of the last flag officer we had, who was Admiral Turner, who absolutely gutted the ability of the agency to collect human intelligence because he believed that technical things and satellites could do better. General Hayden has no experience in human intelligence, is a satellite man, if you will, and I'm not sure how we're going to get out of this hole, sir, but the bigger problem is not Hayden. The bigger problem is the really disintegration of the agency and the intelligence community as a whole.
Huh. All right. Michael Schroyer, thank you for being on the program. Immense respect not only for your service to the country, but also for your writing. You're just, you know, we're just very lucky to have you on here this morning, and hope to talk to you again. Thank you so much for your candid explanations to these things and your straightforward answers. Thank you, and have a good morning.
Thank you, sir. It's always my good fortune to talk to you. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you later. There's Michael Schroyer. Pretty grim picture there, printed by painted rather by Michael Schroyer about the CIA, about Iraq, about Bin Laden. It's 6:51, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Back to the question. I may carry it over in the next hour. Bush's poll ratings now down to 31%. He's 4 percentage points away from what I consider to be the bottom, which would be Richard Nixon's 27. Who are the 31% that are holding this guy up? Who are they? Are they your friends? Are they your neighbors? Are they your family?
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Fine Wines, Denver Cooks at the Cup.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
57 success story today.
Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 hoodie. 1-800-224-1938. That's 1-800-224-1938 to find out more about H57's free bottle promotion. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-224-1938 or visit myh57.com.
If you're 65 and up, you've probably heard about the new Medicare Part D. Your Savon and Osco pharmacists can help identify plan options that cover your current medications. For information you can count on, visit Savon and Osco Pharmacies.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6:56. 56 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today of 63. Our conversation, our dialogue about religion and the left continues at 8 o'clock. Tony Campolo will join us from the Evangelical Association for the Promotion of Education, and we'll talk to him about it. Right now, who are the 31% that are holding up the Bush administration in the polls? Who are these people? Let's talk to Russ in Denver. Russ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Russ.
Hey. One thing I was curious about is, remember, like last December, the president, what he authorized the NSA to tap the phone lines of Americans because he thought that Al-Qaeda was going to call us.
Right.
Why would Al-Qaeda want to call a person like me? He says, if you're getting a call from Al-Qaeda, we want to know why. I believe in personal privacy. I don't think I'm going to be getting any calls from terrorists anytime soon.
Well, it's because he can't read the Constitution, and this guy, General Hayden, who he's going to install or wants to install, he has to get confirmed, of course, as head of the CIA, doesn't know the Constitution either when he insisted to a reporter that probable cause was never in the Constitution of the United States. That NSA spy program broke the law, but apparently most Americans don't feel upset enough about it like you're upset enough about it, so the White House feels like they can wage this battle and probably get away with it.
Yeah, that's just the thing. It's just like, you know, for a Republican president who believes in small government, why does he continue to make it bigger? That just doesn't make sense.
Well, I think it's one of the questions that he needs to be asked, why he's enlarged everything from the deficit to the size of the government to, you know, getting into your bedroom to getting into your telephone. I mean, I think these are things that we need to ask him about. I think these are things that Republicans need to be, you know, questioned about. And about when they do make government decisions, they make them in favor of their wealthy and their very, very rich friends. Russ, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. There's an article about Bill Frist. There's a little blurb about Bill Frist and some drug pharmacy legislation, too, that I'll give it to you after 7 o'clock. And we'll continue to ask this question after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Regency Windows.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Insured, call Qualified Health today. 1-888-400-3006. 1-888-400-3006.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapenny. It's time to go home in New Smyrna Beach.
It's scary. You just don't know what to expect. Get back home.
With fire crews making progress toward containing one of Florida's nastiest brush fires, hundreds of families forced from their homes over the weekend are returning. But much of the state is still a tinderbox. Live to CBS's Peter King in Orlando.
Governor Bush used that phrase last night in declaring a state of emergency. The state is bone dry. More than 8,000 acres have gone up in smoke. But listen to this. Steady rain this morning for the first time in weeks. But firefighters say it'll take 5 or 6 inches to put down the flames for good.
Now, Peter, these fires are a real danger for drivers, aren't they?
Now, they sure are. The smoke has been so thick you can't even see the hood of your car. At least 4 people have died in crashes. Florida Highway Patrol has shut down stretches of I-95 and other roads off and on for nearly 2 weeks.
In Providence, Rhode Island,
we never had a chance to say goodbye.
A court hears more emotional testimony from family members an hour from now at the sentencing hearing for Daniel Beakley. He's the Great White Band tour manager whose pyrotechnics during a show 3 years ago started the nightclub fire that killed 100 people. Beakley's plea bargain deal calls for a sentence of no more than 10 years in prison. The Senate is ready to debate a bill the House has already passed that would let insurance companies get around coverage requirements set by the states. David Sloan with AARP says it's a bad bill.
It doesn't do anything to deal with the underlying problems of health care coverage, the problem, the cost issues of providing health care, and it will create a class of underinsured people is what it will do.
Supporters say the bill would make insurance more affordable, making it possible for more people to get coverage.
Yell from the highest rooftop. Tell everybody.
A public service announcement featuring Bill Cosby is part of an 11th-hour effort to get Medicare recipients to sign up for the new prescription drug benefit. Millions who qualify for the program haven't signed up because they can't understand how it works. President Bush will encourage seniors to sign up at a pair of rallies today in Florida. Those who don't join by Monday stand to pay more. If you travel a lot, an airline pass might be the way to go. But will the idea catch on? Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
Air Canada now sells a 10-trip pass for less than $3,000. Some big airlines in the U.S. seem interested. Not the highest fare they might charge, not the lowest a consumer might find, but it's paid for up front, and that traveler will be committed to your airline. And what if the flight's full? Could happen a lot this summer.
It's very difficult for us brand loyal frequent flyers who have frequent flyer miles to get a seat to go anywhere.
Tom Parsons at bestfares.com. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
The fraud case against former Enron executives Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling could be in the hands of a jury by the middle of next week. Testimony wrapped up yesterday. Lawyers will begin closing arguments next Monday. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
If you're an adult age 65 and up, you've probably heard about the new prescription drug benefits available to you with the new Medicare Part D. You've probably also got a lot of questions. Your Savon and Osco pharmacists have access to internet tools to help you identify plan options that cover your current medications. Enrollment period ends May 15th, 2006. So come in today and ask the questions you need to decide which Part D prescription plan is best for you. Your trusted partners in health, Savon and Osco pharmacies.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. With the May 15th enrollment deadline around the corner, I needed answers. I was in Walmart, and the pharmacist told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. After I enrolled, I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled my prescriptions. And at the Walmart price, you sure get more bang for your prescription buck. You can bet I'm going back to Walmart or Sam's Club Pharmacy or walmart.com/Medicare for my Medicare needs.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM760 local news update. A Colorado woman has died after rescuing one of her sons who was caught in an ocean current in Hawaii. Authorities say 32-year-old Jennifer White of Gunnison died Monday in a hospital on the island of Kauai. She pulled her 8-year-old son Aaron out of the ocean when a strong current swept him away Saturday. The mother had to be rescued herself when she went back into the water after her 9-year-old son Tyler. He's still missing. Our partners at 9 News talked with John White, the husband and father.
As she got out to them, the current, or they might call it the riptide, really grabbed hold and started sweeping them away. She actually was able to get Aaron back to where she felt he was safe again before she turned around to go back after Tyler.
A 17-year-old boy also went missing on the same day in a separate incident. Neither has been found. A Wheat Ridge teacher being held on $10,000 bond amid allegations he had sexual contact with a former Everett Middle School student about 2 years ago. Sheriff's officials say 33-year-old Marshall Adam Walker is accused of sexual exploitation of a child. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're still off to a pretty good start this morning. No major highway crashes to watch out for, just a lot of heavy volume. Now, the north end of traffic along southbound 25 is jammed up now between the approach to 104th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike, running again heavy and slow between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge. The rest of the highway drive equally as heavy. Eastbound lanes of Highway 36 are jamming up between Federal and I-25, and westbound lanes are heavy between McCaslin and Table Mesa. Across I-225, heading into the Tech Center, watch for a jam between the Yosemite and the I-25 interchange, and the eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue are also running heavy between Federal and I-25. Across our side streets, only one crash now in the cleanup stages. This one just happened, and crews are headed to the scene of it, right at Alameda and Kalmith. In today's forecast, we will see thunderstorms later on this afternoon and a high of about...
Google can reference over 4 million websites. In this sea of information, how do you get potential customers to find your website? For a dollar an ad on this station, you can tell listeners about your business. Click on the advertisers button in the media player to find out more.
Rental cars and more. When you're at home, save on restaurants, prescriptions, flowers, and other everyday items. Visit AAA.com for a complete list of merchants.
Bojo's, with over 30 years of award-winning Colorado-style pizza, has a new special. Buy one of their famous 3-pound, 3-topping pizzas and get a 2-pound specialty pie absolutely free Sunday through Wednesday. Sip a draft for $1.50. Pizza's now available and gluten-free for a limited time at participating locations.
If you're 65 and up, you've probably heard about the new Medicare Part D. Your Savon and Osco pharmacists can help identify plan options that cover your current medications. For information you can count on, visit Savon and Osco Pharmacies.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7. High today, 63. Thunderstorms in the forecast. But looks like good aviation weather here this morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. I got a heartbreaking email that I got to read to you. And as I said before, and I've said it on here many times, I can't read all of the email that I get. I mean, it just takes too long. And I used to try to sit down, and I used to try to read and answer all of it. And I would end up, you know, going home and spending 3 and 4 hours trying to go through all the email. But this email is really heartbreaking, and I hope Chris, who sent this, hears me read it on the air, because I haven't had a chance to answer it yet. He says, my nephew Jay, 18 years old, not even 1 year out of high school, was killed in Iraq this weekend. A roadside bomb blew up his unarmored Humvee. We're heartbroken. I was going to call you this morning, but I just don't think I could have gotten anything out of my mouth. His grandfather is devastated, but will fight on in St. Louis, protesting the obscenity that they call war. Bush has been to Iraq, to South America, to witness families, stories of Negroponte's days. He is an anti-recruiter in the St. Louis high schools, a public speaker, a fighter, World War II vet, active member of the Veterans for Peace and a man with a golden heart. Imagine to lose his grandson in this war that he hates, that he so hates. Bud is 80 years old, a wonderful grandpa, drove straight through from St. Louis to spend the Christmas with us here, and then drove straight back that day after Christmas to see Leon before he went to boot camp. He was only in Iraq for 3 months. This man is dedicated to peace. Please keep him in your highest thoughts. His heart is broken, Chris. And, Chris, we do. We not only keep Leon in our thoughts, but also your grandfather, Bud, too, as well. And that's really a tough email to open up at 7:09 in the morning and to have that happen. And we're losing 2,000. It's now above 2,400 kids in Iraq, and that's exactly what they are, over a war of choice, a disgusting war of choice, in which we really ought to get out of. I tried to get this going during the first hour, but we got pleasantly interrupted by Michael Schroyer. We'll have that interview, by the way, on our website at am760.net. If you missed it and you want to hear it in its entirety, Michael Schroyer, who spent 22 years with the CIA, talking about what's going on with the agency now and about our prospects of getting out of Iraq and of capturing bin Laden. But President Bush's approval rating has slumped to 31% in the new USA Today Gallup poll, the lowest of his presidency and a warning sign for Republicans in November. Now, the survey of 1,013 adults taken Friday through Sunday shows Bush is standing down by 3 percentage points in just a single week. His disapproval rating also reached a record 65%, and the margin of error is plus or minus 3 percentage points. My question is, who's the 31% keeping this guy afloat? There's 31% that are still answering that they support the president. And this is uniformly across most of the polls. It's usually 31, 34, could be as high as 35. But who are these people? And maybe you're conservative and you just happen to be going down the dial. Maybe you support the president. You support George W. Bush. And I'd love to hear from you about this. And I'd love to hear from who you think these people are, the people that are out there that are the 31% that are keeping this guy afloat. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Maybe you've got friends and neighbors that have W stickers on their cars. As I mentioned earlier this morning during the 6 o'clock hour, I see those things occasionally, and I wonder how people can leave them on their automobiles. Since this president has struck out so miserably on so many fronts, who are the people that are keeping this guy alive and answering in these polls and responding to these polls that they approve of the way he's handling Iraq, or that they approve the way he's handling the running of the country? Are they the religious right-wing nuts? Are they the people that are doing it? Is it the ultra-rich? Who is it? Is it misguided middle-class working people? Is it people who can't admit that they made a mistake? A couple of callers in the first hour brought this up about how people have a hard time admitting that they make a mistake. You know what? We all have that. I think that's all ingrained in all of us. And I've asked that question on the air before, not only on this radio station, but I've asked it on other stations before, about why it's so hard to come forward and go, okay, you know something? I made a mistake. I did the wrong thing. Unless, of course, you're forced to and you're pressured to and you don't have any choice. But to voluntarily come forward and go, okay, you know what? Look, I voted for him in 2002. I voted for him in 2004, and it was a mistake. And I voted for him in 2000, and it was a mistake. And I'm unhappy. And, a lot of what I hear, too, from people is, well, I'm dissatisfied with the Republican Party, but I don't have any place to go. And to me, that's also nonsense, because there is a place to go. There's a place to go is to join us. To put aside all of the right-wing banner, all of the right-wing noise propaganda that is put upon us progressives on a constant basis, and the beating up that's been going on now since, really reaching its height during Dukakis about liberals, and look at what most of us stand for, which is energy efficiency and means national security, health care for all, which would save money all the way around, including money for industry and small businesses. Cutting student loans so that we can educate kids and we can produce the best and the brightest to help us out in the future. Global warming, which is threatening us. There's so many issues that we stand on the right side of things. And getting out of Iraq in an honorable and good way. And there are so many deployment plans out there, so many withdrawal plans out there. And it has nothing to do with cutting and running and fighting the war on terror more efficiently and coming up with a sensible answer to immigration. All of these things. And talking about an America that is more fair and more just. Because isn't that what you want? Isn't that, you know, if you took conservatives, if you took Republicans and you put them down and you put them in the same chair with, or same chair, you couldn't do that, but in the same, you know, area with Democrats, and you had nobody identified their party affiliation whatsoever, and you talked about fairness and justice, wouldn't that make sense? Wouldn't you want a more fair, just country? And the idea to use a country that is so powerful, so rich, so big, to use the power wisely. There is a place for people who feel disenchanted with the Republican Party. It's called the Democratic Party. And if you sit down and look at what individual Democrats are saying, we're not wild-eyed crazies that the right frames us as being. And they've been getting away with this for years. And I think it's about time we stood up and said, okay, look, you know what? Put up or shut up. Put up or shut up when it comes to these arguments. That you want to spend time and time again talking about things about Spanish, singing the national anthem in Spanish and about the burning of the American flag when we've got 2,400 plus war dead now. Let's get into the things that really matter here. Let's figure these problems out and fix them. And you know something? We can do it because we have the expertise to do it. We can do it because we have the expertise to do it. And to the rank and file of the GOP, to the 31% wingnuts over there, and to the ones that are on television all the time, like Tom DeLay, and only in this country could a guy in Tom DeLay's situation get on a Sunday morning television talk show. You know, this whole thing about dragging out all of the old wedge issues. Abortion on demand. How many abortion on demands were there last year? Late-term abortions. How many of those were done? I mean, gay people. Guns. I mean, these things that DeLay admitted on Sunday television, on George Stephanopoulos, that this is what they were going to get into. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So my question is, who are the 31% over there, and how do we reach them and get them to see that, you know something? This guy and this party called the GOP is basically out of touch with American mainstream values.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Thank you for calling. calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method.
Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
And friendship. That's what they're all about. That way they know that you'll send other people and you'll come back yourselves. And to go out there and see my friends, the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, Spanky, Gerard Menard, Colby, Dave Dunn, all the folks out at Rockies do an excellent, excellent, excellent job. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on paperwork. And the other thing is you can also see their TV commercials, which I'm in a few of those as well. But don't let that stop you. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday now, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and family-owned and operated since 1982. Just a bunch of good people. One of the most enthusiastic things I do, one of the nicest and neatest things I get to do is to get on here every morning, four times a morning, and talk about Rockies Autos. They truly, truly are my good friends. Go see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Every day, millions of people go to Match.com. So many of them find love, get married, and raise families. So, is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Online dating is a great way to meet someone these days. Get going with our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what if you just made
a birdhouse?
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, varies by program.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to AM760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 63. Partly sunny skies. Thunderstorms, 31%. Support George W. Bush. Who are these 31%, and how do we reach them and get them to realize that this guy's got the country off track? Who are they? One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
I think you pretty much summed up what I was going to say a minute ago, but... It's the people who are supporting Bush are very simple. The ultra-rich who don't give a damn about the future of your kids and mine and grandkids and so on, who have got even more ultra-rich under Bush's programs, and the other ones are the wingnuts that have been drinking the Kool-Aid that will support the press, are what they believe that WMDs and ties to Al-Qaeda. They believe that that phrase is not in the Constitution, and they believe that Rush Windbag Limbaugh did not commit a crime.
Yeah, there. I wonder how many people out there who support Rush Limbaugh, I wonder how many of them are willing to concede that he did indeed, commit a crime with the whole OxyContin business. And also, I wonder how many of those people of that 31% still believe that they're somewhere hidden in the Middle East, somewhere in Iraq, maybe in neighboring Syria or Lebanon or someplace, that there are WMDs. I wonder how many of them buy that idea.
The overwhelming majority.
That's scary, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. But, I think that the people who truly label themselves as conservatives are not among the 31%. Those are the people that have fallen off of the approval ratings in the last few months. The people who really believe that there ought to be small government, that the government shouldn't be meddling in our personal affairs, those are the ones who have fallen out of the fold position.
I would love to get some conservatives call up and either explain to me why they support George W. Bush or why they don't support George W. Bush, and I wouldn't even give them an argument. I just want to hear what they have to say as to if they're part of that 31%. I would love to have them call in. Maybe we'll get one or two of them. John, thank you, man. Thanks for the call. Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, if you're one of those 31%, I mean, if you support this guy all the way to the end, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to have you call in and explain to me why it is that you do support him. And what it is that you do find appealing about his policy, and what you think he has done right. And I'd like to see if you actually have some thoughts about it, or if what you'll do is just kind of regurgitate talking points. Meanwhile, who do you think the 31% are that are holding this guy up? Everybody I ask asks the same. Everybody I talk to about this asks the exact same question. Like, who are the 31%? And I don't know, is the 31% the ultra-rich out there who have gotten away with murder here under Bush's tax policies? Are they the ones that are doing it? Or are they rank-and-file people? Are they people who believe that this is a good God-fearing man who represents the values of the average individual when you take a guy's name like George W. Bush, or you can take anybody's name, John Kerry, or you can take anybody's name, Richard Nixon, and you merge that with the idea that you give them the identity of the presidency, then suddenly they take on this kind of patriotic kind of stature or valor type of thing where, well, you're picking on my president. You're picking on the president. No, we're not picking on the institution of the presidency. What we're picking on is we're picking on the man who is the president and his ability of leadership. Let's go to to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning. I've got some friends. They're probably clear $200,000-$300,000 a year with two incomes.
Mm-hmm.
Live on golf courses. They're not. They don't go to church. They're not gay bashers. They're probably pro-choice. But I'm sure that they are clearing, $10,000-$20,000 more a year, in the last 5 years with their portfolios and stuff like that. So they're not as cocky as they used to be. If we had in the past, if they had a barbecue, I would be the token liberal. But they won't really talk about it as much as they used to.
But, you talk about the fact that they're not gay bashers. I mean, doesn't their sense of social justice and what's good for the country get in the way? Or are they only primarily concerned about what's good for them?
They're good people. I don't understand it. I'd like to dig into their souls a little bit more, and I haven't done it. I think it's simply the greed factor. They're worried about maybe their Social Security tax being, the cap being lifted, their capital gains, their little nest egg, and I think that's it.
Boy, I wish we could get somebody who is a conservative to call in here and to tell us what it is. Somebody who would admit to liking the president, and not some tobacco plug chewing, knuckle dragging cretin to call up and go, I like the president, and I'll tell you why I like the president, because I think he's a great man, and he's everything you aren't, and blah, and you've heard those calls before. But I'm talking about somebody who has something going for him upstairs between their hearing devices, and who could tell us something about why it is. I mean, I wouldn't even want to argue with them, Greg. I just would like to ask them what they think it is.
I wish they would call you, but I'm sure they wouldn't.
Okay,
but,
pal.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to who we got here. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I have to say all of the above, and I can say based on the ones I know, you can't reach them. And if you try to change the direction of the country, they're going to attack you, and they want to see people like progressives completely ended because they believe they're on the true path and no one's going to stop them.
Well, there was a Pew Research Center study that showed, and it's from a couple of years ago, that showed the conservatives hate liberals and hate progressives. Conservatives hate progressives more than progressives hate conservatives. In other words, we fight over individual issues such as pro-choice, the war in Iraq, name any of these issues, privacy rights, the civil liberties, and the environment. They fight us as a whole. They're after us as a whole. They're out to destroy us as a whole.
That's right.
That's the difference.
It's a civil war. It's not a political disagreement. They basically want to see the country come to an end if they can't have their way, and that includes a lot of the theocrats. They can't have theocracy. They're not going to have a country. And they're going to do everything to stop you, and you're going to see the dirtiest election that you've ever seen in the history of this planet in the next few months.
Yeah, the only difference is we're going to win.
Well, I hope so. I'm sure praying we are.
Well, because we're going to turn into warriors, and we're going to take it to them. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Who's this 31% that's holding up George W. Bush? And I'm still waiting for some conservative who's going down the dial. You know, and it's true. I mean, the Pew Center points this out. I mean, conservatives hate progressives. They hate us worse than we hate them. We fight them on individual issues. They fight us on everything. They just want to wipe us out. And I'd also like to talk to anybody who's also had a change of heart about this president, too. That would also be an interesting conversation to engage in. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart. Amelia.
Thank you, Jay. Well, everything's still in pretty good shape as far as those crashes are concerned. The highways are just heavy and slow, and that's the bottom line. Northbound I-25 jamming up coming out of the tech center beginning at Yale, continuing past the Broadway Bridge. Southbounders up in the north end jamming now from 120th Avenue all the way down towards the Turnpike, and again between 6th Avenue and Broadway as well. Across 6th Avenue, eastbounders are jammed up between Federal and I-25, and the eastbound lanes of I-70 are also heavy between Federal and I-25, so pretty much just a little short stretch here. Across C-470, eastbounders dealing with heavy traffic between Broadway and University, and on our side streets, got a three-car crash in the cleanup stages in the intersection of Alameda and Kalmith. In today's forecast, we'll see sunny skies for the most part, but later on this afternoon, thunderstorms will be developing with a high of only...
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's summer session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You can schmush a tomato into your nose. You can schmush sand between your toes. You can schmush your tube of toothpaste. Or schmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can schmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can schmush an orange into juice. And you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to schmush by far is when you go and schmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You schmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
$4.99 per eye. Now, you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more, but that's just not true. What they don't tell you is that their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their own overhead and their LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass on the savings to you. Don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform LASIK. It's not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. No matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
When you're in the mood for a great breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Dimitri's Family Restaurant on the corner of Jewel and Havana in Aurora is the place to go. Dimitri's is your best bet for a great meal 7 days a week. You're at home when you're at Dimitri's.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:34, 26 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next hour, Religion and the Left, Tony Campolo from the Evangelical Association for the Promotion of Education. He's going to be here, and we're going to talk to him. He's the author of many books, and we'll see what he has to say about the left and religion. Right now, talking about the 31% that are holding George W. Bush up in the polls. Who are they? And also looking for conservatives like, who do we have here? Raina, who says that she voted for him but now doesn't like him. Raina in Centennial. Raina, hi, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Talk to us a little bit about this. Why did you vote for Bush in the first place?
Because I'm a Christian, and if you go to church, you get the biggest propaganda speeches that it's not necessarily from the pulpit, but from everyone you talk to. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, he's a Christian, we have to vote for him, we have to vote for him. And, because he has our same Christian values. That is a crock. He's no more a Christian than Aleister Crowley is. I mean, he is... Seriously, he is ridiculous. All these, he says he's a Christian. Excuse me? Christians don't treat people. People who are real Christians do not treat people and allow things to happen and allow the despicable things that have happened in his administration. Everyone, all my friends want to say, oh, Bill Clinton, he did this, he did that. I mean, give me a break. If you have a brain and you read the newspaper, much less listen to any kind of radio, you can see that there's no way that, Bill Clinton did half as bad as what George Bush has done. I mean, it's just blatant, in your face, kiss my you-know-what. I don't care what you say. I'm the big man on campus. I don't care. And he's lied to all of his constituents. Anyone that ever believed in him or this pathetic party you call the Republican Party, they'll all be turned into liars. I mean, the wolves have come out of the sheep's clothing, and it makes me want to vomit.
Now, how's the feelings and sentiment towards him at your church now?
Oh, everyone, it's very hush-hush. People don't talk about it, and if you do talk about it, they immediately change the subject. But it's like nobody wants to admit, okay, we screwed up, we made a mistake. And, I, for one, have children that are growing up in this world, and this is not the kind of world I want my kids to grow up in. This is not the America that I want my kids to grow up in.
Now, do you still consider yourself to be conservative?
I consider myself to be conservative to the fact that I am pro-life, and that's pretty much the only issue that I don't agree with the left on. That's my only... But I'm pro-life to the fact that maybe I'm more left than right, because it's everyone's individual choice. I don't personally agree with it, but if someone's going to have an abortion, I'm not going to, look down on them or treat them like garbage. But that's pretty much my only thing. But you know what? The thing is, Jay, is that the evangelical movement, all of these movements, they're all for sale. They're all for sale. They don't care about the people they say they represent. I No, I see it from the inside. They don't care. They're all for sale. It's all about how can we get our agenda to be passed, because they're all a bunch of backtalkers. I mean, it's ridiculous. I've read books that were written by Christian authors that a lot of these high, powerful, who's the guy in the 700 Club?
Oh, Pat Robertson?
Yes, Pat Robertson. I read a book, and I saw it online, and it's true. I mean, they have documented evidence that this happened, that he supports Red China, and they're very, very pro-abortion stance. It's just to get the money. All they care about is the money, and I've slowly but surely have been opening my eyes and realizing that, oh, my God, I have been lied to. Everything that I thought I believed in is a lie. And that's a really, really hard place to come to. And I think a lot of people in my position, they're really opening their eyes and they're really realizing that. And you have to admit that when you believe something all your life from a child, and you become an adult, and then you realize when you have your own mind to think, you see this. It's really hard just to say, you know, oh, my God, I've been fed a lie. And, you know, and so people go on believing it, thinking that, you know, oh, no, I'm going to wake up and this is going to be all a bad dream.
Yeah,
you know,
you bring up a really good point. Yeah. I mean, to a lot of us, all of this seems very, very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't figure out who the 31% is. But then if we walked a mile in your shoes and had heard this all of your, you know, all of our lives, then it takes a lot to kind of shock you and wake you up and make you come look around and go, well, wait a minute, maybe what I was told and maybe what's being told to me now isn't exactly the truth.
We'll just think about the kids who grew up in Nazi Germany. And you know, the kids who grew up in that, that's what they were taught. If you're taught something from a very young age, if you're brainwashed, let's put it that way, if you're taught something, because my parents are brainwashed too. My parents have totally turned the other corner. They're like, forget this crap. You know, if you're taught something and you're from a child, you don't automatically change your beliefs on a dime if you really believe in them.
Are they still conservative, your parents?
No.
No, so they've gone the other way too.
Yeah, they're only conservative in the fact that they're not pro-choice. But
okay, so in other words, when the campaign was going on, either in 2004 or in 2000, you voted. You were what we would call a single issue voter, and that you went to the polls and you voted for the Republican Party because you were pro-choice and you felt like you're pro-life rather,
mm-hmm.
and you felt like that the Democratic Party basically represented a pro-choice point of view, and that you just didn't agree with that. Would that be fair to say?
I think the first time I would definitely say I was a one issue voter. The second time, you know, I believe there was weapons of mass destruction. I believe that, you know, all these bad people were going to come over from, you know, other bad people were going to bomb us and all this bad stuff was going to happen. I believed in the hype, you know, and, you know, not only that, but you have to remember, you're taught that anything liberal is bad. I mean, you guys are the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Hello?
Right. Yeah.
Why would I vote for somebody that's the Antichrist? Even if I agree with some of your issues, you don't even know how taboo it is for me to even to listen to progressive radio. I don't tell.
Taboo by who though?
Because by everyone I know. Because people just don't. That's fraternizing with the enemy. You know what I mean?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, liberalism has been demonized and has been mm-hmm. demonized pretty successfully since the beginning of Ronald Reagan and into Dukakis and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of favor, in a lot of ways, changing our name to Progressive, because Progressive means to move forward and doesn't carry the baggage that liberals carry. But, you know, of course, if you go back and look in history, I mean, some pretty tough people have been liberal, and some pretty good things that we take for granted in this country, you know, have been achieved by liberals. But those arguments are very, very hard to make when you have an onslaught of media that continually demonizes us and beats us up. I mean, I don't think, for your question about pro-life, I mean, for me, I personally, this is just me speaking, I'm for moving the whole abortion debate to another level, and that is to providing women with more health alternatives and more choices, and particularly single women, with more counseling and contraceptives and sex education, so that they're not forced into making that decision to have an abortion. But if you've got to have one, make it legal, but make it rare. I mean, to me, that ends that debate totally. And for these people that are against all of this, then let them put their money into women's health care.
Hey, Jay, can I show you something?
Sure.
Okay, this just came to me a couple days ago when I was thinking about this. Okay, we're so pro-life, and we're so against abortion, and abortion is horrible. And there's two issues here. Okay, so we're against abortion. So what happens when these babies are born and nobody wants them?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you see a bunch of people, a bunch of, you know, evangelical, right-wing people running to the adoption agencies to adopt these babies? Hell no. Nobody wants these babies. Nobody wants these, you know, these discards. So we had all these babies being born into the world, but do you see the right-wing taking the slack for it and you know, adopting these kids?
No, there's a story out today. There's a story out today, and I was going to spend an hour talking about this, and I'm still going to spend an hour talking about it, but I'd love to shove this into the right wing's face and to tell them to, you know, what's your comment about this? America may be, this according to the AP medical writer Lindsay Tanner, America may be the world's superpower, but its survival rate for newborn babies ranks near the bottom among modern nations, better only than Latvia.
Why is that? Because we have moms that are told, you know, or you can't have an abortion, you can't afford an abortion if you wanted one. We're not going to give them contraceptives. You know, that's the other thing.
Because our medical care, our medical system is so screwed up.
Not only that, but you're preached, by the right wings, they're delusional if they think people are not going to have sex. They're delusional.
Well,
it's going to happen, Jay. And not only that, you got to do something to protect yourself. So you're teaching. So it's like they almost want these babies to be born because they want an issue to be thought about. If there was contraceptives, if there was, you know, education, people would not be getting pregnant at the skyrocketing rate that they are, and then it probably wouldn't be an issue. But then they would have nothing to fight about.
Well, all I can say is come, you know, be loud, be proud, and come join us because we need you.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and I love your show. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thanks
everything
for calling
on the radio, it's awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
All right. All right, anybody want...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I'm now between Pecos and I-25. Westbounders across Highway 36 are heavy and slow between McCaslin and Table Mesa. Taking a look at I-270 in Commerce City, eastbounders are thick between I-25 and Vasquez. And across your C-470 drive, eastbounders are also jammed between Broadway and University. In today's forecast, we should see some thunderstorms rolling in later on this afternoon and a high of 66 degrees. Currently, we're at 50 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
0833.
7:47, 13 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 63, chance of some thunderstorms. And you know what? Why is it when you need to have work done in your home, it's so difficult to find reliable people? This is something really that I just don't understand. What you really need to do is look around. And if you look around, you'll find out about this great company that you can trust, XL Roofing. Their number is 303-761-6400. Now, these guys get it. XL doesn't ask for any money until the job is done and you're happy. And that's the way all contractors should operate. It's hard to get ripped off when you don't have to put cash up front. And these guys offer some progressive products like shingles that absorb less heat. These shingles will help reduce the heat island effect in our community and will keep your house cooler in the summer. How about solar-powered attic fan or a solar tube that provides free light in your house? When Tom Martino needed a roof, what do you think he went to? He went to XL. And you got to know that XL does a great job, particularly if they're putting a roof on Tom Martino's house. So get off your half moons and call XL, 303-761-6400, or go to their website, XLRoofing.com.
This is Bill Cosby. Remember these words. Medicare prescription drug benefit. There is a May 15th deadline.
Don't miss this deadline to enroll and start saving money on your prescription drugs. If you're on Medicare, you're eligible. Call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Yell from the highest rooftop. Tell everybody. Go out, get them to call this number.
Call 1-800-MEDICARE. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the NAACP.
How can students improve their test scores? Well, there's tutoring, cramming, perhaps praying. We suggest throwing a brick at the problem. No, really. Talk to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We can turn piles of bricks into amazing schools, specially designed to inspire and motivate students and to optimize their learning and success. Talk to an AIA architect. And don't wait till the night before the test. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Comcastic Radio, where we try to entertain you in radio as much as we do everywhere else.
Now, the news.
Comcast high-speed internet forces creator of Instant Pudding to retract adjective. I'm Candace Matthews. Ever since Comcast released its lightning-quick internet service, many have reevaluated the term instant. This morning, a defeated creator of Instant Pudding addressed a crowd of reporters.
I honestly can't believe I'm here today. With DSL and dial-up, I never saw this coming. Comcast high-speed internet is a whole new ballgame of instant. My pudding can't keep up with that.
Candace Matthews for Comcastic Radio News.
Now for the skilly diddly.
Get Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Act now and save on installation. Just call 1-888-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and installation fees. Extra speed comparison for downloads only and compare Comcast 6 megabits per second to 1.5 megabits DSL. Actual speeds vary. Offer varies for non-Comcast video customers. Call for full details.
Attention all conservatives.
Ah. Caught you listening. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 63. And partly sunny with some thunderstorms out there. And also some showers tomorrow with a high only of about 57. We have been talking here about Bush's poll numbers, and coming up next we've got Tony Campolo, but right now we're talking about Bush's poll numbers and who are the 31% that hold this guy up, because that's what he's down to. He's down to 31 in the latest USA Today Gallup poll. Let's go to Patty in Colorado Springs. Patty, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, hi.
Hi.
One quick thing. Most people I know who voted for Bush, 60, 70, 80-year-olds, Republicans all their lives are sorry they voted for him, and they will not vote Republican again. But I have one friend. Her husband works for the Pentagon, very wealthy, well-educated people. She is a born-again Christian, and when I asked her, when we were having a discussion about Bush, she said, look, she said, if we do not go over there and fight this war, they will come over to our country. The Muslims want to take over the world, and I personally don't want to wear a burqa. That's what she said to me. I had to end the conversation. Totally ridiculous. But her husband does work for the Pentagon, you know? So maybe part of that 31% are people who work for the government.
I've had that argument thrown at me, too. We're fighting them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here, in which I counter back by saying that the amount of terrorists disruption is up this year, and the fact is that we've created a training ground for terrorists over there so that they can come over here later and hit us, and that we haven't gotten the people who are behind 9/11 But you're right. I mean, some people you just can't reach, and maybe some of those people are people who work in the defense industry, and, you know, their livelihoods are tied to it.
Yes, absolutely. And one other thing, after 9/11, it was about a month or two, I was watching CNN, and Bin Laden came on, and it was they showed his speech in the entire speech once and once only. And part of his speech said, the reason America was attacked at 9/11 is because we need to get your attention. We want you out of the Middle East. And it's not only President Bush, but it was also President Clinton. He dropped bombs on Afghanistan to keep us in line. Look, we don't want your bombs. We want you out of here. They never, ever played that speech again.
No,
now,
that's true.
You know, it's like, why can't we negotiate? Why can't, you know, why couldn't this administration?
Well, because you can't negotiate with them. There's no way. I mean, there's no way they're going to negotiate. What you have to do is you have to go after them the correct way. And by going to Iraq, we blew that. Patty, thank you. I appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Robert in Fort Collins. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I want to say that I made a mistake. I voted for Bush.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It's hard to admit your mistakes, but...
What led you to vote for him?
Well, you know, kind of touching on your show yesterday, I kind of considered the last election the worst of the two evils. And I kind of fell for the hype that Bush was throwing. And I didn't see Kerry as having the cojones or, you know, to make a strong stance to stand up and defend us as a country. And I just saw him as a weak candidate. And I think that we as Democrats, we need to do better in this next election and put up a strong candidate to run.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, I was talking about this yesterday about Kerry. You know, if you sat Kerry down with anybody who's running now, or anybody, not running, but anybody who's out there in the considered field, and you sat down and had him debate them, and he debated them fact on fact, he would probably win. He's one of the smartest guys out there, but he's got
right.
a problem. You know what his problem is? His problem is that he doesn't do well at emotional appeal. Now, think about George W. Bush. George W. Bush, a lot of times, comes off as being dumb as a fence post, but he's got tremendous personal appeal, and he's able to sell to you, or he was able to sell, and now he can't now. Now he can't sell anything, but he was, at one time, able to sell his personality, which made you think that he was a strong leader, that you liked him, that what he told you was true, and Kerry would sit there and Kerry would rattle off these facts. What we need to do is we need to find a candidate that can talk both about facts, but also can talk with emotion and reach and touch people's hearts. And John Kerry comes across as being a very, very cold fish.
Yeah, I agree. He really came across as fake to me. You know, hindsight's 20/20, and, you know, we can all look back now and see how fake Bush is with the lies that he sold all
right.
of us.
But, right.
You know, that's more or less the reason I voted for him. I'm a Democrat, and I jumped the fence on the last election. And, like I said, it's hard to admit your mistakes, but I did it. I voted for Bush. But let me ask you this. You know, we talk about getting out of Iraq. I think that we just can't up and run from Iraq. I think that we as a country need to realize that we made a mistake, that we're there, but we just can't ditch these people and up and bail on them. And I want to get your thoughts on that. I realize that we need to have an exit plan. That's something that this administration doesn't have. But what's your thoughts on getting out of Iraq without just totally bailing on them?
I mean, I think my thoughts are is that we become just big-time enablers. I mean, it's like if you have a cousin or a kid or somebody who keeps hitting you up for money all the time, and you keep giving them money, and they're not holding a job, they're just spending your money. The Iraqi government and the Iraqis there who want to have some semblance of a democracy, but they may want to have it in their own semblance, we become enablers to them. They can lean on us for everything. What we need to do is we need to send the message to them that, hey, you know what? You got to pull your own act together. And we're not staying here indefinitely. And you know what? And if you don't get it together, then what we're going to basically do is we're basically going to leave. We have to force them to take responsibility for their own actions. And as long as you have situations going on like you did last week, where they have a whole squad of Iraqi police that are trained, and then are told that they're going to have to go police outside their own region, so they riot, that's not going to get it done.
Right.
But they've got nothing to lose, because why do they have to go do it if they've got us to do it for them?
Right.
Why do they have to do anything? I mean, they've got us to do it for them. So they're so, instead of being busy trying to survive, they're busy fighting each other. And I think that, you know, we need to send a signal to them that, hey, even if we have to divide the country up, we cannot continue to be your big daddy, your sugar daddy, and we cannot continue to enable you. Robert, thank you, man. I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Coming up next, we'll talk about the religion and the left with Tony Campolo. Stick around.
It's the big one. Saturday, May 13th, Marta Shank Car Wash at Alameda and Harlan in Lakewood presents the giant Cinco de Mayo car show. Cars, bikes, trucks, bombs, rods, everything on wheels. There's a live DJ, great food, hydraulic hop-off, sponsored by Roberts Wheels and Tires, and tons of cash and prizes. Get your car washed or detailed while you check out the hot rods. It's Saturday, May 13th from 11 to 6. Go to MartaShankCarWash.com for information and a free register. That's MartisShang CarWash.com or call 303-727-8495.
You can schmush a tomato into your nose. You can schmush sand between your toes. You can schmush your tube of toothpaste or schmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can schmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can schmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to schmush by far is when you go and schmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You schmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Something similar, and some Senate Republicans say this would be a major accomplishment, letting employers form associations that could buy low-cost health insurance. Those coverage plans would not have to cover what many states require, such as cancer screening.
Critics say the bill would keep some people from getting the early treatment they need. And President Bush is making two campaign-style stops in Florida today, encouraging seniors to sign up for the Medicare drug benefit before next Monday's deadline. Minutes from now, Providence, Rhode Island court begins a second day of testimony from families of 100 people killed in a nightclub fire 3 years ago. WHJJ's Kevin Willett is at the sentencing hearing for Daniel Beakley, the Great White Band Tour manager whose pyrotechnics started the blaze.
Much like yesterday, tissues were passed out beforehand, the court anticipating another emotional day. The gallery isn't quite as packed as day one, but there are some familiar faces we saw addressing the court yesterday. They wanted to be here till the end.
Beakley's plea agreement with prosecutors calls for no more than 10 years behind bars. Wildfires have burned more than 8,000 tinder dry acres of Florida brush. CBS's Peter King has the latest from Orlando.
For nearly 2 weeks, the morning traffic report here has sounded like this.
95 is closed in both directions between Fisk Boulevard and State Road.
Governor Jeb Bush has declared a state of emergency in four counties.
We're a tinderbox right now. We had a little bit of rain here, but it's not enough to give people assurances that we're not going to have more fires.
Some 900 families are back home after being evacuated for one fire, and this morning there is some rain, but not nearly enough to keep the flames down.
For some car renters, more for the money is an offer they can refuse. CBS's Stephen Kaufman explains.
It used to be that rental car customers would be more than happy to accept a free vehicle upgrade if the smaller vehicle they reserved wasn't available. But Mike Taylor, who owns budget rental car offices in three states, says that practice is no longer bringing smiles.
A customer will say, well, yeah, I'll take that bigger and nicer vehicle, but are you going to pay the additional fuel that it takes to drive that vehicle?
Taylor says by the time the summer arrives, gasoline costs to reimbursement may become a whole lot bigger issue. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Salt Lake City.
Here in New York, illusionist David Blaine's recovering from a week-long stay in an 8-foot tank filled with water.
This was a very difficult week, but you all made it fly by with your strong spirit, your energy. Thank you so much, everybody.
Blaine hoped to stay hold his breath for a record 9 minutes before coming out. Divers had to jump in to get him 2 minutes shy of that record. S&P, the Dow Industrials are up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. With the May 15th enrollment deadline around the corner, I needed answers. I was in Walmart, and the pharmacist told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. After I enrolled, I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled my prescriptions. And at the Walmart price, you sure get more bang for your prescription buck. You can bet I'm going back to Walmart or Sam's Club Pharmacy or walmart.com/Medicare for my Medicare needs.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A Colorado woman has died after rescuing one of her sons who was caught in an ocean current in Hawaii. Authorities say 32-year-old Jennifer White of Gunnison died Monday in a hospital on the island of Kauai. She pulled her 8-year-old son Aaron out of the ocean when a strong current swept him away Saturday. The mother had to be rescued herself when she went back into the water after her 9-year-old son Tyler. He's still missing. Our partners at 9 News talked with John White, the husband and father.
As she got out to them, the current, or they might call it the riptide, really grabbed hold and started sweeping them away. She actually was able to get Aaron back to where she felt he was safe again before she turned around to go back after Tyler.
A 17-year-old boy also went missing on the same day in a separate incident. Neither has been found. A Wheat Ridge teacher being held on $10,000 bond amid allegations he had sexual contact with a former Everett Middle School student about 2 years ago. Sheriff's officials say 33-year-old Marshall Adam Walker is accused of sexual exploitation of a child. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Tim. We're looking at a couple of new problems in this morning's drive. Northbounders across I-25 are now dealing with a stalled car in the right-hand lane just before the Broadway Bridge. Now, the problem here is that there's absolutely no shoulder in the area. So until this car gets cleared from the roadway, we are going to look at delays backing us up into the Denver Tech Center. Across eastbound I-70, watch for a crash on the ramp to York Street, that involving a car and a semi-truck with delays heading off the highway. And across southbound I-225, we're still looking at heavy traffic now between Parker Road and I-25. The eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue still jamming up between Federal and the I-25 interchange, and both directions of the Boulder Turnpike are running heavy right between Pecos and I-25 as well. In today's forecast, a chance for showers is pretty likely later on this afternoon, and we'll see a high of about 66 degrees. Currently, we're at 55 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
You'll find everything you need to celebrate Mother's Day at your neighborhood King Soopers. From the ingredients for a special meal to...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
60.net today. Click on the blue list and support the companies that support AM 760.
Faster than a Republican's Lexus. More powerful than a K Street lobbyist. Able to leap tall lies in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 807, 7 minutes after 8 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 63, partly sunny with some thunderstorms, and it's a little bit cloudy out there right now. Tony Campolo, is from the Evangelical Association for the Promotion of Education. Tony Campolo is a professor emeritus at Eastern University and the founder of the Evangelical Association for the Promotion of Education, and an organization that develops schools and social programs in various third world countries and in cities across North America. He's the author of many books. His most recent, Speaking My Mind. To find out more about all the great work that Tony has done and is doing, go to his webpage, tonycampolo.org, and we've got Tony on the line now. Tony, good morning and welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
It's nice to have you here. All right, let me kick this off by asking you this question, because you know it's much debated about the left and about progressives and about politics. And is there a place for religion in politics, in public life?
Oh, there's got to be. Stephen Carter, the professor of law at Yale, who's one of the great interpreters of constitutional law, points out that the framers of the Constitution never meant that religion should be excluded from the public place, should be excluded from government or the economic sphere. What they were anxious to do, if you read that amendment, it doesn't even say separation of church and state. It says that the government should establish no official religion. In other words, no religion should have precedence over any other religion in the American society. That the government doesn't say Christianity is the official religion of the American society. There's a far difference between the government choosing one religion and exalting it above all others and saying there's a place for religions, in the plural, in our public discourse. There's a place for religion. The Constitution allows for it. What's more is one of the reasons why they wanted this division between state and church was not to keep the church out of government, but because the church would not be controlled by government, it would be able to speak to government more effectively, more efficiently. It was actually designed to give the church an independent voice to speak to the political issues of the day.
So there is a place for both religion and politics in American society as long as there is no state-sanctioned religion.
That's right. The government has no right to say this religion has a favored status. All religions have an opportunity. So, for instance, in the public schools, there's a brilliant curriculum that has been developed called The Bible and Its Influence, which is available. I think it's now operative in two states, Washington State and in Oregon, where you can study the influence of the Bible on Western culture. It's a very honest presentation. It shows how the Bible has been used for the good of society. It will also show how the Bible was used in negative ways to oppress African-American people, for instance, at particular times. It's a very, very great survey of what the Bible says and how the Bible's influenced our culture. But the point would be simple: to remove the Bible from the and study of the Bible from the government system, from the public school system, would be a great disservice to the students. The Bible has influenced our art, our music. Is it possible to understand Mozart or Bach or Beethoven? Is it possible to understand Rembrandt? Is it possible to understand any of the Florentine artists unless you understand the influence of the Bible? So the Bible is a crucial in molding the Western culture. And this course, for instance, has been developed to really evaluate the ways in which the Bible has influenced the culture, gives the students a good view of what's in the Bible and how it's impacted the society, and it does it fairly. It's endorsed by humanists, by Jews, by Muslims, by Christians. So there's no attempt to keep religion out. It's that you cannot favor one religion above others.
Yeah, that would be the big problem, I think, would be that a lot of people would be scared that there were of the kind of interpretation. And that leads me to my next question. How is it possible now that in the year 2006, and certainly in the year 2005 and 2004, people like Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, Ralph Reed, you can name a whole host of others, have come to own the label of being religious, and the rest of us have to carry a label of being secular? How has that happened?
Well, it happens like this. It happens because of people in the media. Namely, they love to have point counterpoint. So what they do is look for people on the extreme left and on the extreme right to come on their shows and go at it crossfire-like. And the reality is it gives the extremists at both ends of the political spectrum the microphones. those who are moderates, those who could come to some degree of accommodation with each other, are kept out of the public discourse. So what you hear on television, particularly on these talk shows, is people yelling at each other, screaming at each other, and is particularly set up this way in order to make for interesting conflict. Well, I don't think America needs interesting conflict at this stage of our development. I think we need accommodation. I think we need people coming together. I think we need unity in this country rather than polarity. But the media has done a brilliant job in polarizing this country simply by putting on programs and looking for people on extreme extreme right or extreme left. I know that I can name three major programs. Let's put when Ted Koppel was doing Nightline. They called one night and they wanted a perspective on a particular issue. And because I did not have an extremist position, I had a moderating position. And when they were saying to people on the other side, well, you would agree with a lot of what they're saying, I said, that's right, there is agreement. They said that we don't want you on the show. We only are looking for a severe contrast. When you begin to broadcast that manner, you end up with the Jerry Falwells and the Pat Robertsons being the spokesmen for the Christian community because they are extremists.
Do you think the Democratic Party is too secular?
I think it is. I think that the Republicans...
And if so, how do we change that?
Well, I think that there's going to be a conference in Washington, D.C., sponsored by a Jewish rabbi by the name of Michael Lerner.
Yes, I'm familiar with him.
Well, Michael's sponsoring this. I'm going to be one of the speakers. They're going to have a couple of Catholic people there. And what we're basically saying is the Republican Party has lost concern for the poor. I mean, it has become a party that basically is trying to improve society by supply-side economics, and their tax plans and their cutting of programs for the poor is hurtful. So we're upset with the Republicans because they have not shown a heart for the poor, which they promised to do with their concept of compassionate conservatism. They promised, they didn't deliver. The Democrats, on the other hand, have forgotten that there are other issues besides the economy. When Clinton ran for the presidency some 10 years ago, he made as his mantra, it's the economy, stupid. Well, it may have been back 12 years ago, but right now, the American people are feeling a collapse of the family. They're feeling pornography everywhere they turn. I was listening to your show just before I came on, and they were talking about these kids getting molested and all kinds of terrible things happening. And the American people are saying, how can we get back to the moral values that gave birth to this country? And we don't want any one particular religion to dominate, but we think that it's important for the values that are inherent in the Christian faith and the Jewish faith and the Muslim faith, those values of morality, to become articulated within public discourse. And the Democratic Party doesn't want anything to do with anything religious, and that's their mistake. So it's almost as though Michael Lerner and myself and other people like us are saying, a curse on both of you. You and the Republican Party have got to become more sensitive to the needs of the poor and the oppressed, because that's what religion really calls us to in terms of social responsibility. And you Democrats, you've got to learn that there are some values out there that you're ignoring, and that the American people are hungry for spiritual direction in this country.
You know, it's like everything, though, in this society, because of the media and because of the tube, have all been reduced to stereotypes. Examples would be that people who are progressives, people that are on the left, are all wild-eyed radicals, socialists determined to destroy the American way of life. They're immoral. Their morals are relative. And I could go on and on and on and on. And then if you go look over on the religious right, or you look at religion on the right, that it's all Jerry Falwell, it's all Pat Robertson, it's all these extremists, where there seems to be this big grouping of people who sit in the middle who never really get talked about. I mean, there's people on both sides, both right and left in religious organizations, that are out, you know, doing really good things every single day but never get talked about.
Well, I head up an organization, you mentioned it, the Evangelical Association for Promotion of Education. The money that I get from book sales and for speaking go into this organization. Other people working with us put money into the organization. We raise about $10 million a year. All of that money is spent on the poor. We run 95 schools in Haiti. We run medical clinics for AIDS people in Africa. We're working in 9 cities across North America in the inner city with about 300 inner city workers. So the question is, what do you want to spend your money on? Our temptation is to say, we have allowed the religious right to own the microphone, to be on the radio, to be on the television. They've had the money to buy the time.
Yeah.
We've spent the money on the poor. They've spent the money on being publicized. And we have to say, which should we do? Should we allow them to control the microphone and continue to spend all of our resources on the poor and on the needy? Or should we, in fact, continue on the path that we're presently following? And that's a good question. And we've done some soul-searching on this, and we don't know what to do because those people have... I mean, when you talk about the right, they raise millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
They're buying up radio stations like there's no tomorrow.
They own presently 1,600 radio stations in America. They own 2 television networks in America. They are now buying time on radio stations overseas. They have huge amounts of money invested in publicizing their ideology. I don't know whether we can do, we should do that. Not only should we, could we, but should we do that? Because the reality is, I don't think that that's the way Jesus would have us spend our money. I think he would have us spend our money on the poor and the oppressed, and that's where we choose to spend it. But it does keep our voice silenced. But we are trying to find ways of doing it in the secular media. Jim Wallace, for instance, did the Daily Show.
Right.
And I did the Colbert Show just a few weeks ago. You know, these are shows that have great popularity among young people. Millions watch them. We're trying to find non-expensive ways of getting our message out there that there are people who are socially liberal. I believe in an end of racism. I believe in helping the poor. I believe in justice for all people in this society. I am opposed to the war and for biblical reasons. And we want our voices to be heard, but we don't have much of a microphone.
Boy, we want your voice to be heard, too. You know, that's for sure. I hope that the Democratic Party becomes less secular, even though I've been raised to be weary of Christianity because I'm Jewish and I grew up in Orange County, California, and you know what that was like during the 50s and the 60s. But I think the Democratic Party has to become less secular, has to become more inclusive, and we have to have people like you and Jim Wallace and others involved. Tony, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it, and I hope we can have you back on the show again.
And the website is www.tonycampolo.org. Thank you for the time.
Tony, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
There's Tony Campolo. Go to his website, tonycampolo.org, to find out more information. All right, 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. I want to open the phones, but I want to read you something that I got off the wire service this morning that I found to be distasteful, disgusting, and I would love to have this administration answer up to this, and I don't think... You know what? I would love to have Marilyn Manson Musgrave answer up to this. I would love to have Tom Tancredo answer up to this. I would love to have Bob Beaupre answer up to this. I would love to have Bill Owens answer up to this. I would love to have any number of conservatives answer up to this. Rush Limbaugh, Mike Rosen, you know, the list goes on and on. But I don't think I'm ever going to get an answer, but I'm going to read it to you, and I just want to get this off my...
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
Then between 104th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike, that stretch between 6th Avenue and the Broadway Bridge, also especially heavy. Now, eastbounders along the Boulder Turnpike are still heavy between Federal and the I-25 interchange, and westbounders heading into Boulder are jamming up between McCaslin and Table Mesa. In today's forecast, thunderstorms are likely later on today, and we'll see a high of about 66 degrees. Currently, we're at 55 in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Denver Health, where dedicated and caring nurses are the key to its success as an academic level 1 trauma center and safety net hospital. Visit Denver Health online at denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level 1 care for all.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK.
Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Now I can afford LASIK?
The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. And 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-600-7101. That's 1-800-600-7101. 1-800-600-7101.
8:22 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I love when I get a chance to talk about my friends. And that means I get to talk about Rocky's Autos. And they're matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. But it's more than just a matching down incentive where you put down $1,500 and they put down $1,500. And you've got $3,000 towards the purchase of your next automobile. It's the fact that Rocky's is definitely the place to go to get more bang for your car buck. And you'll get treated the way you should be treated. With friendly, good, knowledgeable sales staff that are passionate about the automobiles that they sell and are there to help you. There's no standing around. There's no waiting around for somebody to show up and go, oh, well, gee, do you want to look at a car? Or were you planning to steal that or what the story is? I mean, that's not going to happen. And every vehicle at Rocky's Autos is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And Rocky's has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 on the lot. Great people to deal with, too, like my friends Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky and Gerard Menard and all of the just the great guys working at Rocky's Autos. And you know something else? Let me tell you something else, too. If you want America's original sports car, the Vette, Rocky's has got them. I don't know how many, but I saw them coming in by truck last week. So get on out there and get a good price and get America's original sports car. Also, check out Rocky's Autos at rockysautos.com. Get a look at their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. See their TV commercials. Some of them feature me. And also, just check out what Rocky's has to offer. Rocky's Autos with an extra hour for you to shop now, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Family-owned and operated since 1982. I just can't say enough about my friends at Rocky's Autos. I'm just very, very proud to be associated with them. I'm proud to have my name attached to them, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. And as you know, and if you listen to this show, you know that Mary and I are regular consumers at Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Every day, millions of people go to Match.com. So many of them find love, get married, and raise families. So, is online dating for you? Now, Match.com has created a new starter kit so you can find out. And for a limited time, it's free for everyone who visits Match.com. Online dating is a great way to meet someone these days. Get going with our new starter kit. Yours free. Only at Match.com, the number one site for love.
And now for the bonus round. Mary has $5, Bill has $7. How tall is Bill?
5'11".
Correct. If you place peg A into slot C and attach board D, what if you just made
a birdhouse?
Correct. Why wouldn't everyone rent DVDs from Netflix?
Plans starting at only $9.99 a month, over 60,000 titles, no late fees. I don't know.
Correct! Everyone should have Netflix. Choose your movies online and receive them at home in about one business day. Return them whenever you want in prepaid envelopes. Netflix, it's that easy.
DVDs out at a time, varies by program.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 8:26, 26 minutes after 8. High today, 63. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. All right, the phones are jammed, and I'm going to take all your calls. If you'll just be patient and hang on. I just want to read this one thing. I read a little bit of it to a caller last hour. I want to read it again because I want to ask for all the religious conservatives out there. I want to ask for all the compassionate conservatives out there. I want to ask for all of us out there how we as a country can feel proud of a story like this that I saw this morning by Lindsay Tanner, the AP medical writer. America may be the world's superpower, but its survival rate of newborn babies ranks near the bottom among modern nations, better only than Latvia. Among 33 industrialized nations, the United States is tied with Hungary, Malta, Poland, and Slovakia, with a death rate of nearly 5 per 1,000 babies, according to a new report
Latvia's rate is 6 per 1,000. We are the wealthiest country in the world, but there are still pockets of our population who are not getting the health care they need, said Mary Beth Powers, a reproductive health advisor for the U.S.-based Save the Children, which compiled the rankings based on health data from countries and agencies worldwide. The U.S. ranking is driven partially by racial and income health care disparities. Among U.S. blacks, there are 9 deaths per 1,000 live births, closer to the rates in developing nations than to those in the industrialized world. Now, you know what? There's an abortion clinic in the neighborhood that I live in where these people stand out there with these signs every single day. I'd love to go by and show this to them and say, well, you know, what about this? What about the rate of infant mortality in this country? Doesn't this make anybody sick? Am I the only one who reads this and says this is disgusting and this is not what I pay my tax dollars for and this isn't right and we need to do something about this? That we need to confront this issue in the year 2006 in the midterm November elections, and that we need to make it an issue in 2008, that the fact that our infant mortality rate should not be this low. Or am I just spouting off for no reason whatsoever? This is the kind of stuff that bothers me. All right, you don't want to have abortions? Fine. I say give women other alternatives. But I say when a child comes into the world, at least give that child a chance to live. At least give that child a fighting chance to live. And these infant mortality rates that the United States has is absolutely, absolutely wrong. The Save the Children report released on Monday comes just a week after publication of another report humbling to the American healthcare system. The study showed that white middle-aged Americans are far less healthy than their peers in England, despite U.S. healthcare spending that is double that in England. We have a healthcare crisis in this country. And I'll tell you, the likes of Marilyn Manson Musgrave is not going to get it fixed out there, for those of you that are thinking about voting for her instead of Angie Piccioni. She's not going to get it fixed. We need to send people to Congress like Angie Piccioni and Peggy Lamb to get this stuff done. And Jay Fawcett. All right, it's coming up at 8:30. Let me get some traffic, and then we'll turn the calls over to you, and it's whatever you want to talk about here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're still looking at slowdowns across northbound I-25 because of an earlier stall right at the Broadway Bridge. Now, luckily, that car just got cleared from the highway drive, but we're already jamming all the way back past Yale. Southbound I-25 is just beginning to break loose up on the north end right between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. You're still looking at big-time delays, though, beginning on the approach to 6th Avenue, continuing down towards the Broadway Bridge. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue jamming up between Federal and I-25, and eastbounders across I-70. We're now checking clear of our earlier crash on the off-ramp to York, but unfortunately, we still have heavy traffic between Federal and I-25. Now, in today's forecast, Jay thinks it's going to be about 63 degrees. I say 66. We'll see who's right. But we're going to see thunder showers either way later on this afternoon and a high, again, of about 66. Currently, we're at 55 degrees in Boulder or Denver. Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Don't wait to make a difference. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan than to any other tutor. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
AM760.net. More than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
832. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, good. 832, 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what? Are you behind the eight ball financially? Don't cringe. There's nothing to be ashamed of because a lot of us are and a lot of us have been. And if you're a homeowner, You need to know the mortgage store because they got a great low rate for you. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. Now, here's some things you ought to know about the mortgage store. There, you know, interest rates are still at record lows. The mortgage store has helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills, consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. Call today for a free credit analysis. It's not going to charge you a cent. And do you know what? It's not going to cost you a cent. And you know what? They're not there to judge you. They're there to help you. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and your interest may be tax-deductible. I'll tell you one thing. The interest on those credit cards are not tax-deductible. Now, the average family has about $12,000 in credit card debt. And you can make those monthly payments. You can do them month after month and never see your balances go down. The rates are not low on credit cards. And you might get a low teaser rate for 6 months, but then the rate goes up 14 to 22%. The mortgage store loan consultants can show you how to pay off high-interest credit cards, auto loans, and combine them into a low monthly payment. And you know what? The people at the mortgage store, they're with you every step of the way, from the very beginning to the very end, so they're not going to hang you out to dry. And you know what? They've got great flexible hours. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. So they can help you work this out. The mortgage store, here's the number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let me give you the number one more time, 303-423-7171. These are professionals, and they're good folks, and they're dedicated to helping you. The mortgage store. A lot of places you can go out there. There's only one place like the mortgage store. 303-423-7171.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
Arone Appel, CPA, would like to remind that if your teenagers are planning to attend prom or graduation parties, it's a good idea to encourage them to enjoy these activities sensibly and without alcohol. Encourage your teen to keep celebrations safe and enjoyable for everyone. This is from Arone Appel, CPA in Boulder. For professional tax accounting and information technology services, call 545-5755. Arone Appel, CPA.
Bojo's, with over 30 years of award-winning Colorado-style pizza, has a new special. Buy one of their famous 3-pound, 3-topping pizzas and get a 2-pound specialty pie absolutely free Sunday through Wednesday. Sip a draft for $1.50. Pizza's now available in gluten-free for a limited time at participating locations.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 63, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And you know what? Let's not waste any more time. Let's get to the phones because I made you wait long enough. JJ in Fort Collins. JJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, JJ.
Good morning, sir. I have a couple comments I'd like to make, if possible, real quick. On an earlier caller that called after the girl who was a single-issue voter on the abortion, then you got a... another guy who called in and said that he voted for Bush because he didn't feel Kerry had the cojones to defend the country. On the day of the election, I asked my cousin if he voted, and he said no. And I go, well, if, you know, why not? I was trying to get him to go vote. And he said, nah, you know, I'm just not concerned with that. I said, well, who would you have voted for in the event that you had voted? And he said, Bush. And I go, well, how's that? And he said, well, because Kerry's a pansy. And I don't understand how a guy who volunteered to fight the war, well, I do understand it. The media and the right-wing sound machine has just got such a leg up on the Democrats, and the whole Swift boat deal and the way they just beat Kerry down was just, it was just ridiculous. And the left, I think, really needs to get that, and 760, your voice, and the voice on Air America, Big Ed, and just the people who are speaking and stuff, I think it's kind of changing the tide. And I think that that's a really important thing, that we have to be able to fight back with the sound machine, because it just kills us.
Well, there's two things we need to know. Number one, we're not going to get this done overnight. And when it happened to conservatives, and they had their Waterloo, okay, when Barry Goldwater back in 1964 virtually got buried by Lyndon Johnson, the conservatives, the right wing, did not go away. What they did was they dug in and worked even harder. And they started building their infrastructure. They started building their think tanks. They went around and started raising money. They started getting things going. We're just now in the process of building our infrastructure. We're just now in the process of building our situation. And what we've got to do is we've got to get tough and realize that we're in this for the long haul. And instead of fighting the right wing on single issue matters, we should fight conservatism as a whole.
I agree with you completely on that. I'd also like to make a comment on the gentleman who you just had on as your guest. I'm sorry, his name slips me.
Tony Campolo.
Yes, sir. I feel that a lot of the statements you're making was true, but I think this administration totally goes against what he's saying as far as them not holding up one religion over the other. I think that that's clearly done by the right, that they clearly hold Christianity not only over Islam, but any religion. They've put Christianity on a pedestal, and for him to speak and say that the Bible has formed so much of the West, and going back to recognize musical artists and artists and these sorts of things, I don't think that understanding an artist has to do with the Bible.
I think he's right about that. I think the Bible has a central place in this country, and I think it has a central place in the formation of this country, and many of our founding fathers read the Bible. Some of them did not. But the point he's trying to make is that evangelical Protestants have taken over, basically the running of the Republican Party and the interpretation of religion, and through the media, they have been able to grab the mantle of religion where people who may not be that way, people who may be middle-of-the-road Christians, Jews, Muslims, and any other faith that you can think of out there, they're stuck not being heard. They're stuck being shut out.
I'll admit my ignorance on this. Is it true what he said, that it doesn't state clearly the separation of church and state?
No, all it says is that there should be no designation of any one religion as the official religion of the United States of America.
Then how has that lie or statement been ingrained for so long, and why is it still used by so many people?
Because it is a separation of church and state. What it's saying is that religion, that it's okay to have religion, that it's all right to have religion in public places, but that you just can't have one religion favoring another, and the fights that you end up getting into with school boards, the fights you end up getting into in legislatures, the fights you end up getting in the public place always favor one version of one kind of religion over another.
But doesn't teaching the Bible in the school almost prodding that fight?
No, it's not prodding it at all. If you teach it in a non-denominational, non-judgmental, openly scholarly way, with all sides endorsing it, no, not if they all endorse the curriculum. There's nothing wrong with it at all. Actually, the Bible's a great piece of literature.
I agree, and the morals put forth in it are obviously the foundation of our country, and I totally agree with that. I just wish that I'm not a religious person myself whatsoever. I was raised Christian, and I just, as I've grown older, I'm just not a religious person. I find it all to be a farce, and that's just my opinion. I don't believe in it, and I agree with you on the warrior mentality, and I think that that's what we need to get. We definitely need change in this country, and I'm glad to see you out here with your voice and the rest of 760 leading the way, Jay. And thank you, sir, and may your God bless you and all that.
All right, man. Have a good day, JJ. Thanks.
You too.
Okay. Let's go to Julia in Aurora. Julia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Yeah, I had a couple comments. One of them, I loved what Tony had to say earlier on your show, and wanted to give you an example of how we demonstrated unification at my kids' grade school. It was Christmas time, and we were putting together the winter bulletin board, and we put up a bulletin board that was made like a package, like a gift, and it was divided into four sections, and each section had a list, had represented a different religion, whether it be Ramadan or Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, and then Christmas. And then what we did was put a flyer out to all the children to bring symbols of how they celebrated their traditions that light their world during this time of year. And so then the kids all brought different things, and we put that all around the board or up this bulletin board. And there was a lot of concern initially about how that would be, you know, taken, or if some people would get upset. And everybody loved it. Everybody appreciated it. Not one person complained about it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Oh, it was wonderful, and it just, it allowed people to be who they were, and a place for their spirituality to be heard without it imposing on anybody. There's that, and then as far as unification in terms of left and right, I thought Tony was right on. We are so polarized on so many issues, and everybody's drawn their lines in the sand, and that now part of our efforts, or the major core of our efforts, really need to come to how do we unify? How do we start weaving and courting the tension between these extremes so that people can take responsibility not only for their own lives, but participate in the lives of each other?
Well, I think one of the ways you do it is we got to get back to a discussion about not what's good for the individual, but not only what's good for the individual, but what's good for the country as a whole. Listen, I mean, John Kennedy said, you know, that old phrase, you've heard it a million times.
Ask me not what I can
do. Yeah, ask not what you can do for your country. Ask, you know, that whole thing. We don't have that anymore. We don't have any of those discussions about those things anymore.
And not even that, but just in community. People come home, they pull in their garages, and I don't know how many people even know their neighbors anymore.
But that bleeds down. All of that bleeds down because what ends up happening is people get focused on their own. Look, Ronald Reagan made it okay for people to feel as if I want to get mine, it's you know, my turn to get mine.
The me generation.
The me, you know, the whole me thing, and not the long-term goal of what's good collectively for the country as a whole. And we've gotten away from this whole idea of what's good for the country as a whole, and we need to start to get back to what's good for the country as a whole. In other words, do we live and do we have a better country if we take care of our infant mortality rate, if we take care of our failing health care system, if we take care of the idea that a certain segment of this society, because of their sexual orientation, basically have to live as second-class citizens, or the idea that we are energy dependent and that it threatens our security. I mean, we need to start to talk about what's good for the entire country and for the future of the country. And that even goes to the whole subject of immigration, in which we have short-sighted demagogues screaming about these solutions, and these solutions are not long-term.
I agree, and I think one of the things that we can do is we need to start creating more community efforts and more places where people get together and gather and really, really start bringing the issues to the table, like you know, holistic fairs, things that bring people to the table, looking at what different possibilities are out there. And I know that that's a big part of it, is that people these days are working 2-3 jobs just to take care of their big mortgage and their boats and all the me stuff that they've acquired. And a lot of people are just feeling like they have no time to even concern themselves with.
Well, there's nothing wrong with leading that kind of life. But you know what? Here's what you got to ask yourself. Here's what you have to ask yourself fundamentally. This is where it all stands. Fundamentally, who's right, progressives or conservatives?
It isn't about right or wrong.
It is about right or wrong. Whose agenda is better for America, conservatives or progressives?
Well, in my opinion, most definitely the progressives.
Then you know what? We have to band together, and we have to fight the conservatives every inch of the way. Because I guarantee you one thing, that's exactly what they've been doing to us for 30-some-odd years, or even longer, since 1971. And we haven't been fighting back. And it's time that we fought back, and it's time that we started to shop our agenda. Julia, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, it's open phones here, and I've got three open lines at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get into it. If you want to get into gas prices or the war in Iraq or whatever the case may be, 303-713-7600.
Hi, this is Dr. Roy Martin with Comfort Dental of North Glen. This is my 22nd year with Comfort Dental, and I'm happy to tell you I'm more excited about being a dentist now than I was 22 years ago. With over 100 terrific partners and over 40 offices at Comfort Dental, we now provide quality, affordable dental care to over 700,000 patients throughout Colorado. If you need us once for an emergency or want to stay with us for a lifetime of quality care, check us out. Comfort Dental, we'll be here when you need us.
Today we're talking about legal invisibility. It's what's invisible that counts, right? Do you believe that? Try this. Look at the driver to your right, to your left. Do they have a headache, big headache, small headache, or no headache? How can you tell? What difference does it make anyway? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollitt. When you've been injured, try to convince the insurance company about your injury. Try it when they tell you they can't even see it. At Bell & Pollitt, we've handled injury insurance cases like these successfully for over 20 years. You need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollitt, your life and your claim is managed on a distinguished basis. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. Your claim and your life makes all the difference in the world. If you've been injured, you have to protect yourself. You can do this. If you want experienced professionals on your side, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
It's the big one. Saturday, May 13th, Marta Shank Car Wash at Alameda and Harlan in Lakewood presents the giant Cinco de Mayo Car Show. Cars, bikes, trucks, bombs, rods, everything on wheels. There's a live DJ, great food, hydraulic hop-off, sponsored by Roberts Wheels and Tires, and tons of cash and prizes. Get your car washed or detailed while you check out the hot rods. It's Saturday, May 13th from 11 to 6. Go to MartaShankCarWash.com for information and a free register. That's MartisChang CarWash.com or call 303-727-8495.
Trusted name in Vision at 303C2020 before you miss your chance to save $1,000 on the vision you've always wanted. Our $1,000 savings ends soon, so call 303C2020 now, only at Spivak Vision Center.
Hey, AOL customers, as technology improves, costs come down, right? So why did AOL just raise their rates? It's time you move to PeoplePC Online. PeoplePC is only $10.95 a month, and you can try them risk-free for 30 days. PeoplePC has all the features you want. A start page with all your favorite links, email, pop-up blocker. Plus, they scan all your incoming emails for viruses, and their smart dialer gets you fast, reliable connections instead of busy signals. Look, AOL thinks you'll just sit there and take it, because it's a pain to switch email addresses. But PeoplePC actually helps you tell all your friends your new email address, so you won't miss a beat. Over a million Americans have made the move to PeoplePC, and thousands more do it every day. Try them free for 30 days and cut your internet bill in half. Tell AOL what they can do with their rate increase. Visit surfpeoplepc.com or call 800-332-6611. That's 800-332-6611.
You'd love to use your deck or patio more this year, but it's unprotected from the hot midday sun and sudden showers. But with a Sunsetter retractable awning, you're covered. In fact, with a...
We interrupt this commercial to bring you breaking news. Sunsetter has just announced a temporary price reduction of $200 for every awning they offer. So your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398. Just request a free DVD from Sunsetter and they'll send you a discount certificate for $200 off. We now return you to your regularly scheduled commercial.
Their awning can keep your deck or patio up to 20 degrees cooler, and they're built to last. So enjoy the outdoors, rain or shine. Just call 1-800-500-1868 for your free Sunsetter DVD. Enjoy the outdoors.
Again, that's $200 off by calling right now.
Call now to get your free DVD on the Sunsetter retractable awning. Just pick up the phone and call 1-800-500-1868. That's 1-800-500-1868. 1-800-500-1868.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. But don't just take my word for it. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-6017. The secret to a healthier heart is out. Try omega-3 capsules from Iceland Health and feel the difference. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-400-6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. morning, 8:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 63. See, it's just wishful thinking on my part. 63, partly sunny with thunderstorms, and we're in open phones now at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron in Arvada. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having Tony Campello on.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
That was a great statement for our position of a lot of us Christians. We want to discriminate between evangelicals and what I call fundamentalists, who are hard-nosed about one of the two issues, and got to assume the reasonable nature of Americans that we can, in short, see a turnaround between this conservative movement that's going on and created more individualism, more the big cars and so forth, and the crisis we're in now. So we want to see that turnaround. We want to see the statement about turning away from individualism, that I earn mine and I can do what I want with it, is going on way too long.
No, you know what, I agree. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with having or earning yours, but I think you also have to think about the greater good of the community and the country that you live in.
Social responsibility. And let me just say, the churches I belong to in Michigan and Chicago and here, especially in Michigan, there was such a response to the need to adopt children and so forth. That lady you had on before was irresponsible in her attack in terms of these abortion people, and there are some who just want to prevent abortions, and then never mind what happens to the kid from then on.
There's a lot. There's more than just some. There's a lot.
There's a tremendous, and they're very vocal.
Because I've been debating them for years.
I try to defend the media, but Tony was right on in terms of looking for the extremes. They're looking for the outspoken people to put on, and that just creates more division in the society, and, you know,
well, what happens with me is I get them from the callers. I mean, they will lecture you and they'll lecture you and they'll lecture you, and then when you turn around and then you ask them, well, all right, so what's your plan?
Yeah.
What's your plans for women's health? What's your plan for the mortality rate among infant births?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have no answers for you because
nope.
They haven't thought it out.
And if you provide examples of other countries and their medical programs and so forth, they'll debunk them immediately and say, oh, you have to wait for 6 months to see a doctor. So,
well, they got to wait for 6 months to see a doctor,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
a specialist.
Especially the 45 million who don't have insurance.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I mean, listen, I'll tell you something. I used to get this from people all the time. They would say, medicine in Europe, boy, socialized. Yeah, try going to a doctor there. You got to wait. Well, you know, one day I had something go wrong with me. In which I was in a tremendous, 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 tremendous amount of pain, and they tried to treat the pain with painkillers, but it got worse. And then it turned out that what I needed was an operation. And what happened was is that the painkillers made me sick, and an ambulance had to come get me and take me to the hospital. Do you know how long I had to lay there before somebody finally came, cut my shirt, and gave me the kind of attention that I needed? I mean, I must have laid there for 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, and people do 4 hours and 8 hours.
You know, so this whole thing about, well, you know, it doesn't happen in America, but it happens in Europe, is all BS.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen to us who have decent medical care, but even then you go in the emergency room and you sit there for 3 hours, and somebody puts a sign out in the hallway, hello, anyone, you know.
Well, I mean, my point of bringing the story up is that they like to push that myth around, and then on top of that, you know, the end result is that we're spending more and getting less in this country.
Twice as much, and, yeah, the health rates show. You know, people want to look at the data. But, again, if they're I'm a sociologist, retired, but where you stand depends on where you sit.
Yep,
and
you got it, exactly.
If you're comfortable, you never mind.
yep, you got it.
Well, I just, the lady you had last, I think, said that the positions are written in the sand. I just hope they're not written in cement.
Well, we try to change the cement. That's the whole point. Ron, thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Have a good day. Let me see. Can I get one more on? Here's Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Ed.
Well, speaking of health care, there's a real stinker of a stealth bill going through the Senate. And it's called Senate Bill 1955. And it will gut what benefits we get now if they pass it. It sounds good on the surface. It's a plan where small businesses and associations can band together and get health care, that should save them money. So they collectively, you know, buy this insurance policy. But the thing that's stuck in there is that the insurance companies don't have to meet the state standards that we've established that health insurance should cover. And one of those important standards is we have, like, four mental disorders that have to be covered in health insurance now. And one of those is depression, one's bipolar, one's OCD, and the other slips my mind. But we also have other, you know, basic standards that have to be included in a health insurance policy.
All right, so, because I'm beginning to run out of time here, how do we fight this bill? What is the name of the bill again?
It's Senate Bill 1955.
Is that a federal or state?
It's federal. It's Senate
federal.
Bill.
Okay.
And you got to call Allard and you got to call Salazar, because Salazar hasn't said what he's going to do. But it really will gut our insurance coverage, and it'll be another giveaway to the insurance company.
Okay, give the number again. Senate Bill.
Senate Bill 1955.
1955. I'm on it, man, and I appreciate the call and the information, Ed. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next, Jameson Fosier, Media Matters for America, and then more of your phone calls here when we'll open the phones back up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, Limbaugh is an ideologue. Limbaugh is a blowhard. Limbaugh makes it up. Limbaugh is just a gas bag. Limbaugh, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong. He'll just make it up to fit his agenda.
Yep. That's why we're here. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A mother and her teenage son. An unspeakable crime. What happens when a young man's personal tragedy lands him squarely in the harsh glare of daytime talk shows and the 24-hour news cycle? Reality TV suddenly becomes darkly surreal as the actual consequences of overnight fame come vividly to life in After Ashley, a provocative new play directed by Anthony Powell at the Denver Center Theater Company. Don't miss this important new drama. Buy and print your tickets online at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. After Ashley, now playing through June 3rd at the Denver Center Theater Company. For tickets, call 303-893-4100.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Nick Hazy and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Senate has taken up a measure that could spell real differences in health care coverage. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Well, Nick, senators have just refused to kill a bill that would allow small businesses to band together to provide limited health insurance. These plans could bypass state laws that mandate certain coverage. Missouri Republican James Talent says this bill is needed.
Only 40% of businesses with 3 to 6 employees have health insurance for their employees, and that number is down from 52% in 2000.
Critics such as Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy claim many workers would be denied adequate coverage.
The course laid out in this proposal is the wrong one for health care.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, President Bush is taking to the road again, stopping by a retirement community in Coconut Creek, Florida, to push the Medicare drug program.
Interesting idea, and it will give people choices to choose from.
In a few minutes, Mr. Bush arrives in Sun City. The deadline to sign up for the prescription drug program is now less than a week away. A break for travelers in Central Florida, which has been under a blanket of smoke from wildfires. Live to Orlando and CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Well, the smoke has cleared enough to reopen all of Interstate 95 for the first time in days. But Governor Jeb Bush has declared a state of emergency in 4 counties. He's upset that many people are still being careless.
I think that a lot of these fires are started because of negligence. It angers this governor, I'll tell you that.
Hundreds of people are back home in New Smyrna Beach after evacuating for a day. No word on what started the fire there, and a much larger
larger one further south. The two have burned through more than 8,000 acres combined. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
Well, amid the violence that continues to sweep across Iraq, there is word of some progress on the political front. There could be a unity government formed within days. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi is in Baghdad.
Iraq's Prime Minister-designate Nouri al-Maliki said today that he felt the main stumbling block to forming a new cabinet had been overcome, and he expects to present a cabinet team to Parliament for approval by the end of the week at the latest.
Maliki says the way has been cleared by an agreement to fill key government posts with independents. Still, negotiators are predicting tough bargaining to come over some of the important positions. Today, two drive-by shootings in Iraq left three people dead. It was a case that riveted and reviled Germans. Life in prison for a 44-year-old computer technician convicted of killing and then devouring a man that he had met online. CBS News reporter Peter Bild says the defense argued for a lesser charge on the grounds that Armin Mewis was only carrying out his victim's wishes.
They were trying to share a meal together, and in fact his victim lost so much blood that he was unable to partake of the meal. And later on, Mewis actually stabbed his victim to death. He was already dying, and then he stored the pieces in his home freezer and ate them up over a period of several months.
Mewis's first manslaughter conviction was overturned so prosecutors could seek a harsher sentence. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 19, the Nasdaq down 6. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And there's only one way to stop them. With Barracuda Network's spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
If your sinus congestion comes with pain, it's time to clear something up about sinus medicine. Some sinus medicines treat congestion, but not pain. New Tylenol Sinus is different. It gives more complete relief by combining the pure pain relief of Tylenol with powerful sinus medicine. Stop.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Get Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Change more than your resume. DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunities, weekends, evenings, and online. adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
AM 760.
Now, I know there's some polls out there saying that this man has a 32% approval rating. Mr. President, please, please pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half full. 32% means the glass... It's important to set up your jokes properly, sir. Sir, pay no attention to the people who say the glass is half empty, because 32% means it's two-thirds empty. There's still some liquid in that glass, is my point. but I wouldn't drink it.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Last third is usually backwash.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6 minutes after 9. Good morning. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 63. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. And now it's time for my favorite part of the week. And that's when we go to Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. And, of course, this week we'll talk to Jameson Bossier, who is with Media Matters for America. And, J-Mo, it's good to have you back on the line. And let's talk about some stuff.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, let's get into this discussion between the ex-CIA analyst Ray McGovern and Donald Rumsfeld, in which I found it very interesting. The Wolf Blitzer, more or less, turned around and inadvertently kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? He kind of sided with Rumsfeld in labeling McGovern as being some kind of a partisan or some kind of a kook.
Yeah, the media reaction to this incident is really pretty interesting to me. McGovern stood up at a event Rumsfeld had last week and basically asked him, why he hadn't told the truth about Iraq, and pointed out that Rumsfeld had said that we know there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and it turns out there weren't. And they had a little exchange where Rumsfeld made a series of false statements in response to McGovern, and after each one, McGovern interrupted and said, "Wait, that's not right." So CNN, among other news organizations, took a look at that exchange and tried to assess who was right and who was wrong. And to their credit, CNN concluded correctly that McGovern was right and Rumsfeld was wrong. What was interesting is that at the end of that piece, Wolf Blitzer described McGovern as having ranted about Don Rumsfeld. And that's the kind of reaction that McGovern got overall from the media. He got dismissed as this kook who was on a rant. The AP referred to it as hostile. He was actually a very calm fellow who just factually pointed out what Don Rumsfeld had said. Even worse, though, than what CNN and the AP did was the reaction that NBC, CBS, and Fox gave, where they played on air a portion of the exchange, but they actually edited it out, and they edited out McGovern's rebuttals to Rumsfeld's statements. So what they left viewers with was a video of Don Rumsfeld making false claims, and they edited out the video of Ray McGovern correcting those false claims.
Who's running these organizations?
Now,
don't they have any shame?
That's the kind of thing that you'd expect out of, state-run media in the old Soviet Union.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a similarity in how a lot of reporters and news organizations reacted to this McGovern incident to how they reacted to Stephen Colbert, where basically people glossed over the substantive questions of, is what he's saying correct? What are the answers to these questions about why we're in Iraq, and focused on the supposed impropriety of being so audacious as to ask the questions in the first place. The attitude among a lot of the elite media has basically been that in both situations, it's just inappropriate to raise these kinds of questions in person to men of such great stature and import as the president and Don Rumsfeld. And it's been extraordinary to see that out of reporters, because what Ray McGovern and Stephen Colbert did was essentially what reporters are supposed to be doing every day.
Yeah, which they don't. Which they don't do every day. And, those are excellent points. All right. How about this one? Confronted by caller, Limbaugh denied any similarity between his OxyContin issue and the Kennedy cover-up.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh, last week on his radio show, had a caller who called in and basically pointed out that Rush Limbaugh had his own experience with prescription drugs that he was taking too much of, and Rush Limbaugh got very defensive and started insisting that it was completely different from Patrick Kennedy's situation and attacking Patrick Kennedy and claiming there's a cover up there, and it was really quite extraordinary to hear him criticize Kennedy in that way, given Limbaugh's own recent history with OxyContin and the plea agreement he apparently reached, but insisting that he didn't get preferential treatment, and the proof that he didn't get preferential treatment was that he had to spend millions of dollars dealing with lawyers. And then the caller ended up asking him about stories that he had purchased thousands of painkillers from in a part parking lot in the dead of night, basically, and he refused to answer the questions. And so it was a really kind of an interesting exchange there.
Limbaugh never ceases to amaze me. Time repeats administration claim that the NSA program targets those with known links to Al-Qaeda and related terrorist organizations.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the myths that just won't die. We're about 5 months into this NSA warrantless spying story, and people are still getting this wrong. The administration wants you to think that this spying operation, this domestic spying operation, only targets people who are part of Al-Qaeda. Well, that's not the case, and the way Time reported it, it made it sound like it's only people who are known certain to be involved in Al-Qaeda rather than just people that the NSA has a hunch or a guess or whoever else might get caught in it. Up in it. Frankly, we don't know who exactly is being listened in on here. It's interesting that that Michael Hayden, who is now the nominee to be the new CIA director, at times has refused to explicitly say whether or not the administration conducts surveillance on political opponents. He's been asked that question point blank, and he's refused to answer. So given that, it's even more extraordinary to see news organizations like Time continue to just buy the White House spin that the only people they're listening in on are Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, that brings me up to my next one. It's 9:12, 12 minutes after 9, Jameson Fosier from Media Matters on the line with us. Media ignored Hayden's misleading 2002 congressional testimony, contradictory responses on the NSA spy program.
Yeah, so in the few days since news began to leak out that Hayden would be nominated to be the next CIA director, there's been a lot of news stories about some concern on the Hill about the nomination over the issue of whether or not a military figure should be the head of the CIA. But one thing that's been ignored that we've found awfully surprising is that in 2002, Hayden testified before Congress, and actually in response to a question by Porter Goss, coincidentally, who he is replacing at the CIA or who he's nominated to replace at the CIA, Hayden said that they would have that the NSA has no authority to apply all of their technology and all of their capabilities against a suspected terrorist in the United States, and said that they would need to get FISA authorization and have to comply with the FISA Act.
Right.
Now, we know now that a year earlier, the administration had started ignoring FISA, and they've acknowledged that they don't get FISA authorization for the surveillance. So Hayden lied to Congress, which is a crime.
And got away with it.
And got away with it. And he lied to Congress about, you know, this NSA wiretapping operation, which you would think would probably be a pretty significant part of his confirmation hearings. But that's a flat-out lie to Congress. He said something that he knew wasn't true.
Now, do you think it'll come around this time? Do you think somebody will remember it and bring it up?
Well, hopefully somebody in Congress will, because the media sure hasn't. This hasn't come up in any of the news stories we've seen about his nomination. And there are other examples of his comments about the NSA story over the last 5 months or so that have been ignored in these new articles about his nomination. He, at times, offered contradictory explanations of what the evidentiary standard they used to begin surveillance on somebody. At one point, he made a comment that was contradicted the next day by the Department of Justice, and then a couple days after that, he contradicted himself. None of this stuff's being brought up again, by the media at least, so hopefully it will be by Congress when they conduct their confirmation hearings.
All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about NPR. NPR is considered to be quote-unquote liberal, but anybody who listens to NPR or monitors anything they say knows that NPR is far from being liberal, and as a matter of fact, you can make the argument that they've moved, you know, more to a right type of a stance. Mara Liasson again falsely claimed Democrats took money from Abramoff. She's not the only one that has done this. I saw Tom DeLay do it on Sunday on George Stephanopoulos. I have seen it done on Hardball with Chris Matthews. Talk about this this whole myth about Abramoff and Democrats.
Sure. Well, you'd hope that Mara Liasson, who's a reporter, would meet a higher standard than Tom DeLay, but that's unfortunately not been the case lately. Liasson on Fox News Sunday said it's Democrats, not just Republicans, taking money from Abramoff. Now, no Democrat has ever taken a dime from Jack Abramoff. which shouldn't surprise anyone. Jack Abramoff is a very partisan Republican who wouldn't give any money to a Democrat. But this is a mistake that has been made over and over and over again. You may remember this is what touched off the firestorm at the Washington Post when the Post's ombudsman, Deborah Howell, in January made a reference to Democrats taking money from Jack Abramoff. There's simply no truth to it. They haven't. There are Democrats who have gotten money from Jack Abramoff's clients. Jack Abramoff's clients are also known as Jack Abramoff's victims. They're the people he was stealing from. So saying that somebody got money from an Abramoff client is in no way the same thing as saying that they got money from Abramoff. And, in fact, there's a pretty obvious and clear double standard there when reporters or Republicans, because those are the two groups of people who do it, refer to a Democrat like Harry Reid or Debbie Stabenow getting money from an Abramoff client as ethical trouble, and that's something that Eliason did on NPR's blog last week. They're holding Democrats to a completely different standard than they hold Republicans. And just as one obvious example, John McCain has also taken money from Abramoff clients, and you never hear about him being ethically challenged because of it.
No, you sure don't. No, you're right, you don't.
So there's one standard for Debbie Stabenow and another for John McCain.
You know, and you never do hear about John McCain at all. And there it is, and it comes from NPR. It's on NPR's web blog. All right, one last one. Hannity denied Patrick Kennedy announced the big news story of the day, ignored the Goss resignation. This was pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is last Friday. Hannity spent a great deal of time talking about the Patrick Kennedy situation and declared it the big news of the day. That's on a day when the director of Central Intelligence abruptly resigned amid widespread rumors that he may be caught up in a bit of a scandal involving defense contractors and bribes and members of Congress and free hotel suites and possibly even prostitutes. But what Sean Hannity decided was the big news of the day was Patrick Kennedy, who got in an accident in which nobody else was involved and nobody was hurt. Now, that on its face is pretty absurd, but just for the heck of it, we took a look back to see what Sean Hannity said when Bill Jenklow, who was a Republican member of Congress, had a bit of a traffic accident in which he killed a man and was ultimately convicted of manslaughter. And Hannity was pretty quiet about that, didn't consider that to be nearly as big news as this Kennedy incident. So apparently to Sean Hannity, when a Democrat gets in a car accident and doesn't hurt anybody, it's big news. When a Republican gets in a car accident and kills a man, it's not a big deal.
All right, to Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org. I'm a big financial supporter, and you should become too. And Jamo, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Take care.
Okay. There's Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org and check him out. Open phones now, 303-713-7600, 919, 19 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Anything you want to talk about is fine. 303.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
To 9 p.m. now, Monday through Saturday. Rocky's Autos, a great place to go to buy an automobile. Good place to get a big bang for your buck when it comes to getting a car. And they have got some great vehicles on the lot, over 500 of them. Rocky's Auto's been family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com, and you can see their selection and pre-qualify for a car loan, which cuts down on the paperwork time. And you know what? You can see their TV commercials and also see their business philosophy as well. Rocky's Auto's, they're my friends. They're great folks. I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. Rocky's Auto's, check them out. They really are good people. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
In America, when a 16-year-old youth dies, the cause is usually alcohol-related. Sometimes teens may feel pressure to drink or to ride in a car with someone who has been drinking. As adults, we should not only talk to our teens about peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Formosa Garden, serving the community for more than a dozen years. Look for them at 16645 East Smoky Hill Road in Aurora.
Get it done a better way.
Do you have a home improvement project, any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, need a new roof, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Call right now, 303-660-9669, 660-9669, or visit callbestinclass.com.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:24, 24 minutes after 9, high today 63, thunder showers in the forecast. Jay Marvin along with you. I want to read this story about Bill Frist, but I'll take a couple of calls and then I'll do it. Let me go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Hope you're doing well today.
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing pretty well, thank you. I've got a question more than a comment. A couple of Fridays ago, I was watching the evening news, but reading the ticker below the news.
Mm-hmm.
It said that Bush signs Dubai pork deal. And I thought that was a dead deal. I thought Dubai backed out and everything was done with that. But it said Bush signs Dubai pork deal. I scoured the paper that weekend, saw nothing about it, and I've heard nothing about it since.
Wow, I haven't heard anything about it either. You know what? I'm going to have to check it out. I'll have to look for it. I know he was talking about turning over some aspects of running U.S. military bases to an Arab or Dubai company, and that was a couple of weeks ago, but I haven't heard anything about any ports, so I have to go check that out. But nothing this guy would do would surprise me.
Oh, no, I at this point, I'm afraid.
But we'll definitely look for it and see if we can find it.
All right, Jay, thanks much.
All right, thanks a bunch. Well, has anybody heard about that? I haven't heard about it, and we're looking for it now. We're searching for it now. Hey, how about this? Frist and Hastert let vaccine industry write its own multi-billion dollar giveaway. Did you hear about this story? This comes from Think Progress. Last December, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and House Speaker Dennis Hastert inserted a provision in the Defense Appropriations Bill that granted vaccine manufacturers near total immunity for injuries or deaths, even in cases of gross negligence caused by their drugs during a viral pandemic, such as an outbreak of the avian flu. The legislation was worth billions of dollars to a small group of drug makers. The provision was inserted in the dead of the night after the House and Senate conferees had agreed the provision would not be included in the bill. This, according to Roll Call, the brazen move was completely unprecedented. A new report from Public Citizen reveals the vaccine industry lobbyists essentially wrote the provision themselves. Then the Tennessean reports, vaccine industry officials helped shape legislation behind the scenes that Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist secretly amended into a bill to shield them from lawsuits, according to emails obtained by a public advocacy group. Emails and documents written by a trade group for the vaccine makers show that the organization met privately with Frist's staff and at the White House and the White House about measures that would give the industry protection from lawsuits filed by people hurt by vaccines. Bill Frist wants to be, by the way, the next president of the United States. I'm sure that makes you feel good. Here's Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Glenn, there you go. I got you. Go.
Hey, listen, I meant to call in. You gave me that homework assignment to call in and ask my kids if they could find Louisiana and Iraq on the map.
Oh, yeah. How'd they do?
Well, sorry. You know, one day I literally couldn't get through. You're getting too popular.
Uh-oh.
Well, my seven-year-old, she knew Louisiana was a state, but she really didn't know where it was and couldn't find it. And Iraq, she said, I have no clue. So at least she was honest. But my 15-year-old son and my 20-year-old son, in college right now, I didn't just show them the map because I figured that'd be almost too easy. I asked them for some of the bordering countries right before I showed them the map, and they knew it. So I don't know if it's just because of the current events. Because back when I was in high school, I don't think I could have told you where Iraq was. But
well, who cares? Why they knew it? The fact is, they knew it.
Yeah, they knew it. And the one caller that had called that had prompted me to call. He had said, "Well, the reason kids don't know any of this stuff is because they're growing up in these evangelical families that support Bush, and they're just producing dumb kids." And so I wanted to call it just to say my kids have always been in Christian school, so. You know, the Christian schools teach good stuff, too, just like the public schools. And the one thing I did want to mention about Colorado, because we just moved here 6 months ago, the cost that Colorado pays per student, and I learned this from your show, you know, was about $5,000 a year.
Right.
That is really astronomical, because back in New York, it was $10,000 per student, and Christian schools here in Colorado, basically the tuition is about $5,000. And now that's with a lot of parental support. You know, parents take a lot of the job, or, you know, work a lot of the jobs as volunteers, so that helps financially. Churches usually support those schools. So for the public school system to be able to get away with $5,000 a year, they're doing an awesome job. But I could almost, and I'm a conservative, but I could almost say, probably that should be raised a little bit. I don't know how they can do that.
Well, it needs to be raised. But the other thing is the public needs to get recommitted to public schooling, and it needs to get recommitted to the idea of public schooling. And the ground is shifting under, say, for instance, the Denver public schools, and they need to, you know, start to reacting to the shifting ground and the changing demographics of the city and who's going to school. And, you know, but we need to renew public education, and we need to renew our commitment to public education in this country, because we've been told and fed for, you know, a number of years now, 30, 34 years, 35 years, that anything that has the word government in it is a bad entity and is a bad thing, while, you know, we all of us continuously on a routine, you know, level use the government in one way or another.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've learned a lot about, like you said, your show is, I like your show because it helps me not to stereotype liberals or progressives, whatever. And what Tony was saying this morning, Tony Campolo, it's so true. Christians, we feel just as hijacked that, you know, if I say I'm a Christian, right away people think of the Republican Party and not Jesus, you know? So it's been so corrupted and twisted that if we just have a dialogue, even you and I mean, you and I are about as opposites as you can get. You support the ACLU, I support Focus on the Family. But you know what? If we sat down over a cup of coffee or even a beer and really talked about it, I can tell you most of your basic values are the same ones I have. It's just that dialogue doesn't happen. You know, Media Matters even mentioned how it's just Pat Robertson and Falwell and those guys that get
they get the attention, and the reason they get the attention, as Tony said, and also as Jameson Fosher said, is because, you know what, they spend the money to get the attention. And as Tony Campolo said, where are you going to put your resources? And people like James Dobson and people like Jerry Falwell and people like, you know, like Pat Robertson, they put their resources into publicizing their agenda and publicizing their names. And there are millions and millions of good Christian, Jewish, Muslim, all kinds of Mormon, all kinds of organizations out there doing good work. But you'll never hear about them because, you know something, they don't have any access to the media.
Right. The only thing I would say, I'm sure Tony knows this, and Pat Robertson, I don't even agree with his theology. I do, you know, focus on the family and all. But if you look at these organizations, even the ones that, like 700 Club, which is pretty wacko a lot of times, if you look at what they do globally as far as, you know, with orphanages and charity work and all that, they really, we have to at least, even Catholic Charities, which, again, I'm not a Catholic, but I've been to Pakistan and in the poorest neighborhoods, and who do I find there? Catholic Charities feeding those kids. And so I will say it's true. They're spending a lot of money. That's true. But they're also doing a lot of the same stuff that you'd hope that they were doing, too. And that a lot of times doesn't get.
Yeah, but my only question about that is, why not spend less money on blowing their own horn and more money on helping the poor?
Yeah, well, that's why most Christians agree with progressives that we would love to see the adoption laws changed where more families could actually financially afford adopting a child, you know, out of foster care. Why is it that crisis pregnancy centers right now, they're not being funded by the government? It's Christian organizations that are funding that.
Look at the newborn survival rate. I mean, right. The right has very little to say about the newborn survival rate in this country. Glenn, I got to run, man.
Okay,
Thanks. All right, stay dry in case it rains out there. One light open at 303-713-7600. Not that it looks like it's going to, but it's in the forecast. 9:32, 28 minutes away from 10. Let's go to Amelia Earhart with a look at traffic.
Well, thank you, Jay. We're pretty much wrapped up on this morning's drive. A couple of late problems, though, slowing just a few of us down. Southbound I-25, we're now dealing with a two-car crash pulled off to the right-hand shoulder right at Colfax. You will find minor delays heading south. Northbounders, though, are doing just fine coming across this wreck. Taking a look at our side streets, got a crash in the cleanup stages, actually blocking up the right-hand lane right at Quincy and Tamarack. So do expect delays in all four directions. And up in the high country, conditions are improving. In fact, most of the ice is melting off, and our chain laws along eastbound I-70 on the approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel has now been lifted. In today's forecast, like Jay mentioned, we will see thunderstorms later on this afternoon and highs around...
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down...
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasem Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-TIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars and Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars, Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson is Colorado's newest and largest Harley-Davidson dealership. With over 100 new and used Harleys and Thunder Mountain custom cycles on our showroom floor, Thunder Mountain is your biker headquarters. Stop in today and visit. We're open 7 days a week, and we're located just 35 minutes north of Denver at I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard. That's exit 259. Check us out online at ThunderMountainHarley.com. Thunder Mountain, proud to be Colorado's premier Harley-Davidson dealership.
The interest rates. I mean, they're running anywhere between 14 and 22% and even higher. But you know something? The mortgage store loan consultants can show you how to pay off high-interest credit cards, auto loans, and combine them into one low monthly payment. You heard me, one low monthly payment. And when you call somebody and you discuss this with somebody, you feel kind of defensive and you think to yourself, well, they're going to judge me. But you know what? That's not what the mortgage store is all about. The mortgage store is about helping you. The call is free. The credit analysis is free. Call for that free credit analysis today. Get approval over the phone right now, today. No application fees. No out-of-pocket closing costs. And your interest may be tax-deductible. Tell you one thing, interest on those credit cards, they're not tax-deductible. So don't put it off. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Let the absolute stone professionals, I mean the guys who know how to do it, the men and women who know how to do it at the mortgage store, turn your financial picture around. 303-423-7171.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free. Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. But don't just take my word for it. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-400-6017. The secret to a healthier heart is out. Try omega-3 capsules from Iceland Health and feel the difference. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-400-6017. Discover the secret to living a longer, healthier life that we've been using for centuries. Call 1-800-400-6017. 1-800-400-6017.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, here she is, Bjork. Crank that up, man. Am I the only one who likes this? I love this song. All right, it's 9:38. High today, 63. Thunder showers. Open phones. Back to the telephones. And we go to Patsy in Summit County. Patsy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Okay. I'd be better if we had some better people in office. But
well, we will come November.
Hopefully. Well, the reason why I called in, and I listen to all of these shows, and I just love the fact that we have a progressive show out there to listen to, but it seems to me that, and I know we have MediaMatters.org, but, you know, they're not reaching enough people, and, the Republican Party or the right wing has spun everything so far that it's kind of like when a teenager gets boggled down in lies, they can't stop.
Well, I mean, I think my answer to that would be this, would be simply to tell you that as progressives, you know, we can be a gloomy lot and we can kind of feel like we're overwhelmed. And yes, they have a head start on us and they've been working on it since 1971. But you know what? We're in this for the long haul. I mean, you're not going to change your views tomorrow. I'm not going to change my views tomorrow. And I think it's time that we become warriors about this. And as I said before, and I didn't get this on my own. It wasn't my own original idea. I got it from a new book by Paul Waldman. And I'm going to have him on when I sit in for Ed Schultz's Friday. But, you know, we need to start to look at it this way. Instead of fighting the right wing one issue at a time, let's fight them as a whole. Let's fight them on everything. Let's fight them, period, like they do us. And let's get into it for the long haul and figure that it's going to have to run past November 2006. And it's going to have to run past November 2008. And that we are not going to stop until we subdue them because their vision is wrong for the country.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything that you're saying right there. And it's just really hard. I have a girlfriend who's actually an editor for Fox News back east. And we definitely don't talk politics or we wouldn't be friends. But, you know, when you start to say things, they come out. And I'm an outside sales, so I see run across quite a few different people, and I get to kind of eavesdrop in on people discussing their views. And every time I hear them say something, it's those crazy little talking points. And it's like, can't you see through that stuff?
But, yeah, because they're good at doing that, and we need to become as good at doing it, too. And we need to start to talking about their excesses, and we need to start tagging them with their excesses and start talking about the wingnuts that are in control of that party, like Bill Frist and Dennis Hastert writing that bill for the pharmaceutical industry and letting the lobbyists write the bill.
Totally. And, you know, and when I saw that Bill Frist interview the other, last Sunday with the DNC chairman.
Right, Howard Dean.
That was great. He came back and attacked him on every point, and I wish to God that we all had that ammunition that we could all
But we can all develop it. I mean, we can all develop that ammunition. We, you know, less is more, and we can all get into that and get those talking points, and we just have to, you know, just play a smart game and try to stay informed and try to formulate these ideas and make sure that what we say, you know, hits directly to the point, instead of constantly playing, defense and allowing them to characterize us as being something that we're not. Both parties contain fringe elements. There's no question about that. But we're better off if we tag the Republican Party with the wingnut members of the Republican Party, like Rick Santorum, who has a proclivity about sexuality, particularly about two men. Rather than concentrating on the things that really are bothering America, like fuel efficiency, energy independence, health care, we just have to go after them. That's all. We have to just say, yeah, step into the arena with us. We're ready to go boxing.
Definitely, definitely. They're throwing us red herrings every single day, and we have to see them for what they are.
Yeah, we just have to knock them down and go, look, okay, fine, that's fine. So you want to have a debate about burning the flag. Okay, go ahead and do that. But now let's talk about the real issues. Let's talk about what really affects everybody in this country. And let's talk about the high price of gasoline and what you intend to do about it and what you've intended to do about it and the giveaways that you've given the oil companies over the years.
Yeah, well, I just really thank goodness for you and everybody on these progressive radios, because it makes me feel like I'm not so alone up in the mountains.
Listen, we're not alone, and it's a misnomer that the country is conservative. It's a misnomer that they're that way. There's a lot up for grabs out there. We just have to get our infrastructure, and we just have to get ourselves in line, and we're working on doing it every single day. And all of us have to remember that we are in this for the long haul.
Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you for everything, and thanks for turning us on to Media Matters. I appreciate that.
You got it, Patsy. Take care out there.
Thank you. You too.
All right. It's 9:43 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I'm no brain surgeon, trust me, and a lot of what I have to say, I can be as wrong frequently as anybody else, but I'll tell you one thing. I've stopped looking at this as being in for the short haul. I've stopped looking at it as being that way. I now look at it as being in for the long haul, that we need to fight them today, we need to fight them tomorrow, we need to fight them next week, we need to fight them 6 weeks from now, we need to fight them locally, we need to fight them statewide, and we need to fight them nationally. You know what? I'm going to buy my own robo-machine. How about that? I'm going to start making robo-calls, you know, just like they do, just like the Trailhead Group does. Why not? Why shouldn't we? Who's to stop us? Why can't we do it? If they can do it, why can't we do it? You know, we need to get tough. I'm not saying we got to be dirty. I'm not saying we have to lack morals. But we got to be tough. We got to be tough. And we got to be positive. Because this is a great country. And you and I and the rest of the progressive movement can achieve great things. All we have to do is just put our nose to the grind.
Hey, paying rent is the worst. Don't you wish you got more than just a roof over your head for the money? Well, now there's a better way. Buying a home is investing in your future. Think you're too young and your credit isn't good enough? Afraid you don't make enough money? You're wrong. Home ownership is for everyone, including you. Call Jim, the first-time buyer specialist at EPC Services, and get into a home of your own. Call now, 303-520-6395.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
Petunias and the jazziest geraniums in town.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number.
Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Have you ever given out your website instead of your phone number? Why? Because people can learn everything about your business with a few clicks on the computer. Over 100,000 people listen to our online broadcasts every month. Just like you, they're in front of their computer and next to a phone. For a dollar an ad, you can let them know about your amazing business. Call Sean at 303-713-8318 or click on the Our Advertisers button to find out more.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Only at Spivak Vision Center.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
That's right. Working your whoopers and tweeters with an antidote to wingnut insanity. 948 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. 48 minutes past the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. High today, 63. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Let's get back on the phones. And we go, it is open phones, anything you want to talk about. And we do have one line open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm getting concerned about just the mainstream media just helping out frame the debate. I turned on the news on Sunday, and there's some no-named correspondent who said that it's very odd that Democrats are against the new CIA director because he's so chummy with Rumsfeld. In fact, the correspondent goes on to say that, in fact, he's gone head-to-head with Rumsfeld a few times. They continue on and say, well, the Democrats are against him because he's a military man, and that's odd because there's precedent for that. And I sit there thinking, Is this a real story or is this just propaganda?
I don't know. Where did you see it?
You saw it right on CNN. This morning I turned on...
Well, you know, somebody should have pointed out to the person at CNN that it's not only, the Democrats that are wondering about the military aspect of it, but it's also the Republicans as well.
I guess what I turn on the NPR today and they say the big thing is that people are against him because he's military. Now, whenever I've heard anything from any Democrat, Randy Rhodes or anybody, what they don't like about him is that he lied about the wiretap into Congress.
Right, exactly.
I've never heard one Democrat say, I don't like the guy because he's military. Maybe there are a few, but I don't think that's a story. And I think it's a made-up story.
Well, no, it's not a made-up story. There are Democrats and Republicans both, and I stress Republicans, who don't like the idea of taking the CIA, as Michael Schroyer, who we had on this morning, said, they don't like the idea of taking the CIA and you know, putting it under Negroponte's control and folding it into the Pentagon. And they don't like the idea that a military guy would head a civilian agency. But that's only part of the story. The other part of the story is Hayden's lying before Congress about the NSA spying and the fact that Hayden was part of the and designed, he wasn't part of, he designed the whole NSA spy operation such a situation. And that's going to come out, prominently. And if you want to hear the Schroyer interview, go to am760.net and you can hear it. It's sitting up there and you can listen to what he has to say about it.
Yeah, I guess what I'm seeing is over and over now they're framing the debate about everything. You know, the reason Democrats want to take the Congress back is to impeach the president. The reason Democrats are against the CIA guys because they don't like military. I think it's part of their spin machine.
Well, you're right, it is, and we have to fight back and tell them that Nancy Pelosi said it was off the table, impeachment was off the table, Howard Dean said that it was off the table, that ethics reform was the first thing that they were going to work on in the first 100 days, and that this is Republican spin that the media is just repeating.
Yeah, I guess, you know, do you think we could ever get a decent Air America-type news, TV news?
I mean, yes.
Say Fox is nutty, CNN, I'm sorry, CNN... really, really bad these days.
Well, CNN is bad. I try to stay away from them, but yes, I think we can. But as I said before, as I said to a previous caller, we have just started this. We have to be in it for the long haul. We have to accept some of the setbacks because it comes with everything that you try to achieve. And down the line, we will have our own media infrastructure set up. More and more of it's being set up more and more of the time.
That's exciting. I sure hope we can get a TV station to fight Fox, and, you know, I hate to say it, I used to like CNN, but I really think they've turned over.
I think they have, too. I stay totally away from them. I watch them maybe once every couple of days at the most and try to stay away from them and to try to rely on alternative publications, blogs.
It's really hard for your average person on Sunday morning if they don't want to try to dissect every news story and double-check it. I mean, it's getting harder and harder to actually just get news without putting a lot of effort in. And, you know, you put a lot of effort in, I do too, but, you know, not everybody has a lot of time to double-check every story. And
I agree. It is. It's getting tough, man. It's tough. But you know what? We got to fight the fight. That's all we can do.
Yep. Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks for the call. And you can hear the Michael Schroyer interview, the Tony Campolo interview, on the Jameson Fozier interview on AM760.net. You can hear it right now. And tomorrow we got Congressman Pete Stark, Ryan Lizza from the New Republic to talk about George Allen, so maybe some things about George Allen that you didn't know, and a whole lot more coming up as well. Let me go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I love the show, and
thanks
for taking my call. I've got to tell you, the last caller was right on the money, and the lady before him was too, and I totally agree with you. This is that we're in for the long haul. We have to realize that we're taking baby steps right now, that after Barry Goldwater in 64, trounced by President Johnson, there was 12 Republican governors in the United States. And now they have the majority of governors, and they're running all three points of government, and the Supreme Court's pretty much packed with them. So we've got our work cut out for us. We've got to get between the lines on media, and wife and I were at a Healthcare for All Coloradoans meeting this last Saturday, and we were talking, and a lot of people, you know, expect quick results because they're putting in some grassroots efforts, and like I was telling a lot of people there that don't expect these things to change overnight.
No, it's not going to. No, you're right.
You know, we're dealing with an entrenched government. We pharmaceutical companies that are making billions. The military is military industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about back when he was leaving office is entrenched. So we've got a lot of things to overcome, and we have to realize that we need to band together, and that is a war. And I totally agree with you. When you were telling that person early on that, you know, we have to realize that we have a battle here. A lot of Democrats don't like hearing that, but
well,
it's very,
it
very true.
You know what it is? Let me tell you something about us. You know, we're open. We're usually open as a whole. We examine all sides of every issue. We're passionate. We have a tendency to be one-issue type people, and we have a tendency to beat up on our own. And a good example of this is when I had Tony Campolo on talking about religion and the left, John Turk got a call from a guy who started screaming at him and yelling at him that Tony Campolo was misinterpreting the Constitution and that Randy Rhodes said this and Randy Rhodes said that and that we aren't really progressives and that we're not really progressives and that we're this and we're that. And he was, you know, he wanted to come down here and fight us and all this. Now, you know, the thing is, you sit down with a guy like that and you go, okay, look, I appreciate your passion. I understand your anger. I understand where you're coming from. But you know something, pal? You're fighting the wrong enemy. I'm not your enemy. Your enemy is Focus on the Family. Your enemy is Pat Robertson. Your enemy is Tom DeLay. Your enemy is the GOP. Your enemy is Bill Frist. Go out and take that same energy and go fight them. If you don't like what's going on with this and you don't like it, then go after Marilyn Manson Musgrave and get her out of office and get Angie Piccioni elected. Go make sure that Peggy Lamb gets elected. Go out there and make sure that Jay Fawcett gets elected. Go out there and take care of business and fight the enemy instead of fighting each other.
Oh, I'd have to totally agree. And I find myself nitpicking Ed Schultz or Randy Rhodes or this or that, and I go, hey, these people are on our side. You know?
Right.
And Democrats have to understand we've got a big tent. There's going to be a lot of views there. And I've argued with other friends of mine that are Democrats that get all upset about Randy Rhodes, you know, because they're a little bit against a woman being that outspoken. And I said, hey, she's on our side.
Exactly.
You cannot defy her. She does not say anything unless she has done the research on it.
Look, you can call her up and you can say to her, look, I heard you say so-and-so, and I don't agree with you about this. So let's have a discussion about why I don't agree with you. But when it comes to the whole, she's part of the whole picture. So we band together. We don't turn our backs on each other. We show a united front. And we have to stop conservatism at every turn of the mile on every issue, not just one issue. I got to run, Kevin. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Take care. And I hope, you know, I hope you'll take to heart what I'm saying here. Like, for instance, us here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what? We're not perfect. There's no way we're perfect. But you know something? We are not the enemy. We're on your side, and we're in this together. And damn it, we have got to go after conservatism in this country.
This is Dr. Shayna Barr with Comfort Dental, North Arvada. Although I'm a Comfort Dental dentist, I'm also a working mom. I understand the importance of good quality care at affordable prices and convenient hours. Comfort Dental is a great place to be because we offer all of these things in a comfortable, caring environment. We really treat our patients like family. This is Dr. Shayna Barr, Comfort Dental. We'll be here when you need us.
Why do football players get concussions? After all, they are wearing a helmet. How about hockey players? They wear helmets. How does this happen anyway? A closed head injury is sometimes called the hidden disability. Why? Because you can't always see it. Yet we all know these athletes get concussions, even with a helmet. Sometimes it ends their career. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Do you have to hit your head to suffer a brain injury? No. Car crashes and trauma can cause head injuries. I'll tell you how this works in the real legal world. Insurance companies fight these cases. When you or a loved one has suffered a closed head injury, you need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled these injury and insurance cases for over 20 years. If you have an injury question or problem, call us.